からね。
I'm just trying to get away from their coaches. That's right on top of us.
Well, I just put stuff down. It doesn't matter where we go. I just drop stuff down as soon as I could. They love it. Boy, that was horrible play calling in the overtime. Oh, good grief, that was...
Woo!
Good grief. Played like they didn't want to lose. All of a sudden, after playing for 3 hours so well. Too bad. Too bad.
Yeah. The game was getting beat. Arkansas was up one on Toledo. Maybe that'll shut their fucking mouths up in the SEC. I doubt it. Maybe.
Ohio State looks like shit.
Well, defensively or offensively.
That's going to be his biggest job over the next 10 games.
They just act like they... I mean, I know they, you know, they weren't allowed to practice on Tuesday, so... But at the same time,
keep him sharp. That's going to be his biggest challenge.
Hey, we're not sharp today. We just recovered a fumble and had to kick field goal. Recovered.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honestly care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello, everybody, from a sun-drenched Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee as we speak to you on this Saturday evening with high school football, perhaps our only Saturday night high school football webcast this sports season on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, which in January begins its 10th calendar year. So many thanks to our great listeners and outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight it's Layman Catholic with a mark of 0-2 on the year against Graham, 1-1. Layman in Division 7. Last year, Layman 8-2 in the regular season, a playoff club, 10-3 overall, reaching the regional finals one season ago. Graham Division 4 this year, a mark of a win, a loss. Last year in D3, Graham was 2-8. Layman showing much improvement from week 1 to week 2, losing to Minster last week 31-13, game much closer than that. Meanwhile, Graham, after being thumped by Tippecanoe week 1, rebounded nicely with a Hail Mary spectacular play into the game to beat Springfield Catholic Central by a final score of 12-9. Some names that you may not recognize for this Layman Catholic team, which is extremely young. The junior feature back is Jacob Earhart. He's got 101 yards rushing to date so far this year in 2 weeks. Quarterback Stephen Monin, a senior, has 77 yards toting the football. Owen Smith, a sophomore defensively, has 29 tackles to lead the way. Lehman only completing 27% of its passes. Defense has made good strides. Offense still lagging just a little bit behind. Quarterback for Graham is Gage Braun, and the feature back is Stephen Dunham. He's a big 6'2 lad. He's a load, and it should be a very interesting ball game here tonight. Graham will spread it out. Lehman Catholic is wide open, too. Although, as we'll hear from offensive coordinator of Lehman, Bill Zimmerman, in just a few minutes, he's a bit fearful that maybe Graham might try to run the football right at Lehman the first couple of series, maybe employ even two tight ends, but we'll see. Chuck, a great night for high school football.
Beautiful.
Finally, after a lot of rain last night at Sydney, and, of course, lightning and thunder last Friday night at Brookville.
Yeah, this is perfect, and I love this field. I mean, it's beautiful, well-maintained. You got the turf, so you never have to worry about conditions on the field. You talked about the youngsters that are stepping in for Lehman. You got to talk about what's gone, and the biggest person gone is Greg Spearman. The young man was not only what I considered in his division the best football player in the area, I think he was the best athlete in the area, and they're going to miss him. Nick Rourke, played quarterback, had a terrific season last year, and then Skylar Brown playing defense was just a monster. Last year, the strength of Lehman early was their skill players, and their line was young, mm-hmm. but it got better and better. This year, their strength is their offensive line, and they've got to take care of their skill players so they can sustain drives and score points.
Oh, you're exactly right, because up front, you've got the likes of Clayton Malone. He's a 200-pound senior. Michael Bunker played some last year. He's just a sophomore still, 6'4", 200-pounder, and he's going to be one heck of an offensive lineman by the time he's a 12th grader. Wyatt Long, a junior, starts at a guard. You're right. Offensive line, the strength of this Lehman team, and a new cast of wideouts replacing those very good ones from a year ago. In fact, Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator of the Cavaliers, will highlight the contributions of those outstanding graduating seniors from that 2014 season. As I mentioned, Lehman is in Division 7 with the likes of Ada, Minster, Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie, Troy Christian. Graham is in Division 4 with the likes of Ottawa Glandorf, Kenton Ridge, Kenton, Springfield Shawnee, and Plain City Jonathan Alder. Last year at Graham, Lehman won easily by a score of 34-12. Clearly this year, the two teams much more evenly matched. So many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name and building. Keep in mind, Middendorf is the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision, south edge of Anna on 25A. A lot of beautiful wooded lots available. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders, which is the developer for Timber Trail. Just give Mitch a call. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, there's no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? And so many thanks to the In-Between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The In-Between is our pregame sponsor. And also a thank you to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions brought to you by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers in the community of Anna. Chuck will return with Bill Zimmerman following a word from the in-between. It's high school football great night on this Saturday. It is a bit breezy, sun overhead, no chance of rain, as Layman Catholic hosts Graham on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, the contributions of the graduating seniors last year at Layman for 3 and 4 years for many of them were just marvelous. The youth movement is now on at Layman Catholic for football as Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, comments for us here on Scores Broadcast.
We have new starters throughout our team, Jack. Some of the impact kids. I'll start with the kid I coach, Nick Rourke, who is basically a 4-year starter at quarterback. Holds most of our passing records, but he's graduated and gone. Our two running backs last year, Skylar Brown and Lane Monin, are both gone. Pretty much all our wide receivers are gone. Greg Spearman, who was a player of the year in our conference and an all-state kid, great three-sport athlete. He's gone. We lose Mitch Slater, who set a couple of receiving records last year as well, who was a tremendous athlete and a great kid. We lost Austin Arnold, who was a one-year player with us but was an impact guy. Clay Seltzer, we also lost him. We lost Ben Montgomery up front. We took a pretty big hit from graduation, so we have a lot of youth that are seeing the field for the first time.
And being Division 7 and fielding a football team, your numbers are smaller, small high school, Division 7, yet it takes, a good 30, 40 players of depth to be pretty competitive in high school football, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. We have 80-some boys, I think, and we have about 35, 36 football players, two of whom are soccer players that kick for us. It's hard to reload as opposed to, each and every year as some of these other schools that have, 60, 70, 80 kids on the team. So we are playing some youth, but we have some talent there, too.
Your new offensive skill players, talk about them. Formations, alignments, philosophy, have those things changed? Do they remain the same?
The formations, the philosophy remains the same. We're going to run the same spread offense with the zone read concept. It's similar to what you see from Oregon or UCLA. Mm-hmm. As far as player-wise, at quarterback, we actually have a sound kid. We have Steven Monin, who has been a great backup quarterback and pushed Nick Rourke pretty good the last 2 years. He's also a heck of a defensive back as well. So we have some I'll say, experience there at the quarterback position. Jake Earhart will be running the ball primarily for us out of the running back position. You'll also see a little bit of Owen Smith there. They are a junior and a sophomore, respectively. We also have, on the outside, we have Brandon Barhorst, who plays our slot Y position. He's a sophomore. He's a quick little guy, but he's tough, and he's got good hands, runs good routes. We also have Dylan Arnold, Arnold, who's kind of our playmaker. He's been a player for us. He was a starter last year on the defensive side. He's a junior. And then our outside receivers, you're going to see a combination of Jared Rourke, who's a junior. That's Nick's little brother. And Braden Sherman, who's a sophomore. He's got nice hands and runs real nice routes as well. You're going to also see a little bit of Cameron Lee, a sophomore, and a little bit of Seth Brown, who's also a junior.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, our guest before tonight's game between Layman Catholic and Graham. Two strong opponents, weeks 1 and 2, Fort Recovery and Minster. You lose those two games. Graham, your next opponent, not as potent as your first two clubs. What did you learn in the losses to Fort Recovery and Minster? How did you grow up a little bit the first couple weeks?
I think we grew a lot, and that's what you're going to see when you see these young kids out there. A lot of them played their first varsity football against Fort Rock. So we took one on the chin from Fort Rock. There was a big growth from week 1 to week 2. I mean, we took Minster into halftime, a defending state champ, 10-0, and then scored, and it was still a 10-point game towards the middle of the third quarter, and then they opened it up on us a little bit. But it gave the kids some confidence. What I think they've learned, Jack, is to take and accept the coaching. A lot of these kids were good athletes and tended to do what they thought was right at the JV level, at the junior high level, and they could just be good athletes. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't work when you get to the varsity level. You have to take the coaching. Yeah. And we're seeing that. That's getting tighter, and I think you're going to see an even bigger improvement as the weeks progress.
You put some pressure defensively on Nixon, the superb quarterback for Minster, in that second week's game.
We did. We had our defensive coordinator, our new defensive coordinator this year is Dwayne Raleigh, who's been on the staff for a while. He and Coach Roll handle most of the defense, and they had a good scheme against Minster. I mean, obviously holding a potent offense like that to 10 points at halftime when you're playing with a bunch of sophomores and juniors is a heck of a feat, and we did. I think we had at least two, maybe three sacks on him, quite a few hurries, lots of incomplete passes. He had under 100 yards passing at halftime, so we were very pleased with our defensive effort.
Put your finger on the focus of work in the third week before this Graham game. Where do you need to execute and improve the most, do you think, to take that next big step?
I think it's doing the little things. That's what we've been preaching this week. Just, again, going back to kind of what I was talking about earlier about kids tending to cowboy it and do their own thing. they're getting back down to the nitty gritty of the small, the little things, the right steps, taking the right step here and there, and that's the difference between good and great. Mm-hmm. And we've really focused on that in this week's practice. So I think and I hope it'll pay off.
Hey, your kicking game should be in pretty good hands, or pretty good legs, I should say.
Yes. We have a young guy, Cameron Lee, his brother Chris played for us few years back. He's a sophomore, really good athlete. He's sometimes hard to contain because he's one of those guys that wants to get out there and just do what he does. But he's a little inconsistent right now, but he's young. He's a sophomore, as I mentioned, but he can really kill it. He hit a 50-plus yarder against Fort Recovery. Mm-hmm. He's hit a couple other 40-yarders. So when he gets a hold of it, he gets a hold of it.
Tonight's opponent, Graham, coming off a huge victory in week 2 against Springfield Catholic Central.
Yeah. They won on literally a last-second Hail Mary type situation, a tip ball and about a 40, maybe 50, I'd say probably 40-yard pass, something of that nature. And they're going to be up. They're going to be excited. They're 1-1. We're 0-2. So they're a formidable opponent. They're a big school. They're Division 4. We're Division 7. That being said, we know what they're going to do. They don't hide things. They run a standard 4-3 look defensively. Play a lot of man with a single high safety, and they'll do a little bit of cover 3, and they'll blitz their backers every once in a blue moon. But they don't try to hide anything from you. They tell you what they're going to do, and they say, come and score on us.
Layman Catholic offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman, he and head coach Dick Roll both agree defense made some remarkable strides from week 1 to week 2. Offense still a work in progress. Hopefully more improvement on the offensive side of the ball tonight for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, who will start a senior at quarterback. And you recognize the name, Monin, Stephen Monin, played behind Mr. Rourke the last few years at Layman. Stephen Monin, the QB, he runs the show. Interesting, Chuck,
Last night, Sydney put 19 seniors on the field. In this game this evening, Layman Catholic and Graham combined dressed 12 seniors.
Yeah.
Two very young clubs. The head coach for the Graham local Falcons is A.J. Woods. Now, he is an Urbana University graduate. He played baseball at Urbana. He's a graduate of Southeastern High School. His dad, longtime coach for three decades plus of baseball, varsity baseball head coach, and football assistant at Southeastern. Obviously, A.J. Woods grew up in a sports family, a lot of athletics going on around him. And believe it or not, in his basement, in his early days, in his basement, he had a weight room and a batting cage. He talks about growing up, getting ready for his life of athletics.
As a child, I was the ball boy at Southeastern when my dad was coaching, so I was instilled real early, about 5 years old. Played athletics all through grade school, middle school, and high school. As you said, when we moved into our newer house, dad built a batting cage and a weight room in the basement for us, so we've always been big on athletics. Played in college baseball at Urbana University, so athletics has always been a part of my life, Jack.
And your father, great footsteps to follow, longtime coach in football and baseball at Southeastern High School.
That's right, yeah, he coached for 31 years for baseball and football, was a defensive coordinator most of the time in the varsity football ranks, and was a head varsity baseball coach. So, yeah, big shoes to follow, no doubt.
I got to ask you, what principles, what objectives, what standards that he employed have rubbed off on you?
Sure, yeah. One thing I always remember, he always said, this is all about the kids. As much as we as adults get into it and we love having fun, this is a game. These kids love playing this game. I always make it as fun and as competitive for these kids as possible. Obviously, winning is a big part of anybody's program, no matter who you are. But when it boils down, you go home late at night after a game, you remember these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids playing this game, and it's a lot of fun. So that's very good.
Here is first-year head coach at Graham. What changes have you made?
Yeah, we spread out the offense a little bit. We're running the pistol spread read. We like to have a lot of zone blocking up front. Defensively, we're still with an even front, 4-2-5. We're running. We can invert that to a 4-4. So a couple different changes here or there that we've been doing. But overall, we just want to play hard and be a very disciplined football team.
It would seem your young players have latched onto your offensive and defensive schemes pretty well. Huge win against Springfield Catholic Central Week 2 last Friday night.
Yeah, after watching the green and film with Central, you see their offense put up 60-plus. It makes you think a little bit. Our defense played great, held them to single digits. We had a huge play. Anytime you have a Hail Mary play at the end of the game, it helps out a lot. But it was a big win for our program, no doubt.
I should say so. You were commenting a few minutes ago that the biggest catch maybe on that Hail Mary wasn't the reception down at the goal line in the end zone. It was the quarterback who made a miraculous play to even latch on to the very high snap from center.
That's exactly right. We had a high snap right off the bat. He made a one-handed catch to grab her and avoided a sack and let her fly. We had a tip ball in the back of the end zone, and Austin Brandt came down with it, and you couldn't ride it, Jack. It was great.
Wow, wow, wow. A.J. Woods, our guest, a new first-year head coach here at Graham, before the start of tonight's game between Graham and Layman Catholic. Take a moment, talk about your skill players for us. What names will our listeners be hearing most often throughout the webcast tonight?
Sure. At quarterback, we got a sophomore, Gage Braun. He's done a good job. He's very cool, calm, collected in the pocket. For a young guy, that's great. Tailback, you got Stephen Dunham. In the slot backs, you got Trey Smale and Austin Brayton. They'll be carrying the ball a lot. Wide outs, you got Tyler Powell and John Hess, and we'll have a lot of rotations at the wide position, but those two will be the main guys we'll be focusing on outside. So.
A great response to your program this year, nearly 60 players out, affords you the opportunity to limit the number of young men who must go both ways four quarters.
That's exactly right. We're up around 60, which helps out a lot. we only have about four guys playing both ways. And then we can get spell guys for them even, so they're not playing both ways the entire game. We keep them off of special teams, keeps us fresh in the game and in late games like you had when you're playing at midnight against Catholic Central when the game's close. It really helps you got the fresh legs, so that's a big thing.
Your young men probably hope to feed off that big win last Friday against Layman Catholic here tonight.
Sure, yeah, they definitely want to feed off that win. We have a lot of confidence coming into this game. We want to play hard, though. We understand that City Layman is a great program. They always have been. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to work hard. We just got to make sure we're sound in our game and come out here with a victory.
Words of A.J. Woods, head coach of Graham. And he drew it up, and it happened just like he had it on paper, Chuck. A 32-yard pass from Gage Braun to Austin Brayton, who went up, juggled it. The ball was batted by Springfield Catholic Central. Brayton came down with it. And a victory was accomplished on the very last play last weekend when Graham defeated Springfield Catholic Central 12-9. Both defenses, Chuck, coming along pretty well, Layman and Graham, and that might mean a moderately scoring game tonight. Who knows? Three touchdowns could very easily win it.
Well, yeah, you don't really know. I mean, it's hard to gauge because they haven't played the same teams. But,
right.
You know, you're assuming that it's not going to be a tremendously high-scoring game tonight.
Right. No question about that. Graham attired in the road white silver helmets, black pants, black numerals. Road uniforms for the Graham Falcons, Layman Catholic Cavaliers to our right receiving the opening kickoff. The bright yellow gold jerseys, blue pants, blue headgear. Getting set to kick it off for Graham is Ryan Thomas. He tees it up at the 40. Graham will play about four young men both ways. Layman Catholic as many as seven perhaps, but on a cool night like this one this evening, that should not be a factor at all. Here's the boot by Thomas to start. And it is a short one coming down in the vicinity of the 20-yard line. Good return by Layman. Bevy of blockers up the far side. And the Cavaliers on a journey along the boundary in front of the Cavs bench all the way to the 47-yard line. How about that? Dylan Arnold with a nice scamper. Good field position to start for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Yeah, he did a good job of fielding that thing on the bounce. That could have got by him and been trouble.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Monin at quarterback. He's a senior, 5'10", 160. The wideouts, Jared Rourke, Brandon Barhorst, Dylan Arnold, Owen Smith will play some, and Braden Sherman. The feature runner most of the night will be Jake Earhart for Layman Catholic. Offensive line, center is Colin Haller. The guards, Wyatt Long and Clayton Malone. The tackles, Michael Bunker and Seth Sargent. Layman starts with two to the short side of the field. A couple men split that way. In the shotgun spread as Monin takes the snap. And here's a quick slant over the middle. Yes, it's complete. Nice gain of about eight over to the Graham 45-yard line. Dylan Arnold snared it. Earhart and Arnold play pitch and catch on the opening play of this game. Second down and two for Layman from the Graham 45. Play action. This time the quarterback Monin zips it into the right flat, complete inside the 43 at about the 42. The receiver was immediately bumped out of bounds, but the play is good enough for four or five, Chuck, and a first down for Layman.
I'm not used to sitting on the visitor side. I kept looking for the chains, but they're right there in front of me.
We are peering directly into the sun, which is setting behind the west side of the stands here at Piqua Stadium. Here's Munn, an offensive backfield. Jet sweep near side. Graham strings it out, but Layman gets the corner turned. Down inside the 35. Pushing to the 30, inside it to the 29-yard line. Goes Earhart. And already, Chuck, we've seen Layman Catholic making strides offensively from the first couple of weeks. Good opening series.
Yeah, and that counts as a pass, too. So he's three, mm-hmm. He's three for three.
We played a little over a minute. Layman Catholic has carved up nearly 30 yards on this opening series. Snap back to Monin, play action. He's 8 yards behind the line, under duress now. Skips out of trouble, far side of the field. He's going to run it. Look at him go. Scurrying down the sideline goes Monin. Hustling inside the 15, the 10, all the way to the 5, and inside it. Cody Reed on the chase from his defensive position for Graham. Finally caught up with Monin.
who did tiptoe out of bounds on the stripe across the way at the 8. Goal to go for Lehman from there. Two backs alongside Monin, who takes the snap from a center, Holler. And here's a little flare pass behind the quarterback, Monin, to a receiver way back between the 15 and the 20. And he does well to get the ball back to the 12 or 13-yard line.
Yeah, that looked like they were going to try to throw a double pass there, but it's such short field, I don't think they had a chance to get open.
No. It was Dylan Arnold who caught it, nowhere to go. Excuse me, second down, and goal to go for Lehman at the 13-yard line. Here's the quarterback, Monin, throwing up the field, near sideline. On the ground is the receiver who can't reach out in spirit at the 6. So Lehman goes backward on the first play after getting the ball to the 8. Second one is incomplete. It's third and goal for Lehman Catholic at the 13-yard line of Graham. Just over 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. No score. Trips to the near side. Monin looks this way. He's back at the 23. He hot foots out of the pocket, rolls right, now throws down into the end zone. 2 or 3 yards deep in the end zone, busted up by Graham just in the nick of time.
Hit him right in the hands. That would have been a touchdown. He dropped it.
Yep, Lehman Catholic misfiring on that play. It appeared as though the Graham defender jumped in front of Jared Rourke, whiffed on it, but then Lehman couldn't tuck it away. On comes soccer-style kicker Ian Smith. He'll attempt a 30-yarder. Ball will be marked down after the snap, right on the 20, far hash mark. Smith, a lefty, will try to hook this one from left to right. Good snap from center. Placement by Smith in the way. Kick has plenty of distance, and it's right down the middle. Boy, he would have made that one from 40-plus. Wind at the back of Smith, and he knocks it through. Ian Smith, the fine soccer player for Lehman Catholic, smacks a field goal through the uprights. And with 9:46 left in the opening quarter, Lehman Catholic leads Graham 3-0 on scorersbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
Ian Smith, who just kicked a 30-yard field goal for Lehman Catholic, kicks off far corner of the field. It is Tyler Powell catching at the 13-yard line. He slips up the far side of the field in front of the Lehman bench, and he dances all the way across the 35, makes the 40 before being smacked out of bounds. Nope, he hit the stripe across the way at the 35. Graham starts from that point. First possession of the evening for the Graham Falcons. Gage Braun, the quarterback, Austin Brayton, Trace Smale, sophomore and senior respectively, are in the slots. The feature running back, Stephen Dunham, just a sophomore. A wideout, John Hess. We'll highlight the offensive line for you momentarily. And it looks like Lehman Catholic, Chuck, might have been in the neutral zone before the snap.
Yeah, number 70 on this side, took a step into the neutral zone.
Michael Bunker, a little anxious. 5-yard penalty. First and 5 for Graham from the 40. Gage Braun, the QB, takes the snap in the shotgun, gives it straight ahead to Dunham, and he drives up over the 40. He's flattened at the 41. He got a yard, second down and 4 for Graham, 41-yard line in Graham's end. Offensive line, Michael Shook at center. The guards, Nathan Anderson and Dylan Driscoll. The tackles, Jacob Peters and Harry Klipstein. Here is Graham trying to run over right tackle. Layman Catholic says, no, you won't. Good defensive stand by Layman Catholic. No gain on the play. What little path there was for the ball carrier, Dunham, was plugged up by Bunker of Layman. Third and four for Graham at the Falcons' 41-yard line. Driscoll, Peters, Anderson, Klipstein, all senior offensive linemen for Graham, who try to protect the quarterback, Gage Braun, who's back at the 34 to throw, and he is swarmed under sack. There is a penalty marker down at the point of the tackle, Chuck.
It's going to be a chop block on Graham, which will probably be declined, I would think.
Thus, it would make a fourth down for the Graham Falcons. Punting situation, 8:44 left to go here in the first quarter. And it's 3-0 in favor of Layman. Ball marked just beyond the 35 after the tackle of the quarterback. And on to punt it, John Hess for Graham. He's back at his 24. Layman has two deep men inside the Cavaliers' 30. Hess with a high catch. He leaped up to snatch it. Short kick near hash at the 42. Layman on the run catches, and the return is back out to the 45-yard line. Dylan Arnold scooted forward, and Layman has been blessed with very good field position thanks to good returns, opening kickoff, and that punt right there.
And that was Arnold again, and I'm telling you, he did a great job because he came up and made that catch on the run. If he lets it bounce, it's going to be 15 yards farther down the field.
8:34 left, first quarter, Layman Catholic 3, Graham nothing. Man in motion across the formation. He gets the handoff on the jet sweep to the far side. Graham tries to string it out, but the ball carrier for Layman is on the edge. It is a fine run by Arnold. Inside the 40 of Graham to the 35. Upended at the 30-yard line. Actually, it was Owen Smith, the good-looking sophomore. He's been a fine contributor both offensively and defensively, where he leads the team in tackles for Layman. Good run right there of about 23, 24 yards. First and 10, Layman at the Graham 30. Mona with a deep drop. Airs one out toward the end zone. It is a post pattern, a deep one. It is too far. Ball landed in the middle of the letter I in the word Indians for Pickwa Indians, a couple feet beyond the intended receiver.
The middle I.
Yes, the middle. Yeah, there are two I's. You're right. I can spell. Second down, 10 yards to go for Layman from the Graham 30-yard line. Monin in the offensive backfield. Hands it off, and the ball carrier for Layman has some daylight, but he's tripped up at the 25-yard line. Boy, that was maybe a touchdown-saving tackle by Graham. Third and five for Layman, near hash mark, line of scrimmage, the Graham 25. 8 minutes left here in the opening quarter. 3-0 Layman. If the Cavaliers don't get 5 yards, another field goal try from Ian Smith might be in order. Monin, handoff, Earhart, running room, good cutback move at the point of attack. Look at him go. He blasts beyond the linebackers, the 10, the 5. He storms to the 1. Strong run by Earhart of Layman Catholic. He's shaken up down near the end zone. 7:44 left here in the opening quarter. Goal to go situation coming up for Layman, which checks out Earhart down in the 1-yard line, who's on his back. We'll take a break and return momentarily. Chuck, I'll highlight one of our sponsors live here in the press box as the ball carrier Earhart for Layman Catholic is being tended to. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for 3 straight years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Police report, Earhart up and at him.
Yeah, he jogged off. I think he landed on the football, got the air knocked out of him. I
believe you're exactly right. So from the one-yard line, it is goal to go for Layman Catholic. Actually, Earhart's knee touchdown back at the three. That's where the ball's put in play. Man in motion to the left. Monin inside fake keeps. Tries to skirt right in. Graham says, you're not going to do it. Fine tackle for a loss at the five.
That was a misread. They're running the option. They had a read option. And he didn't read it correctly. Should have handed the ball.
And the Graham Falcons subdued Monin at the five-yard line. Goal to go for Layman from there. 7:14 to go first quarter. 3-0 Layman. Two receivers to the left for Monin, the senior quarterback. He does give the ball off this time. A lot of running room for the ball carrier. Outside left tackle. And he shoots into the end zone for the score. Virtually untouched. Offensive line for Layman did the job. Jake Earhart carved out yardage all the way to the end zone from 5 yards away. He took the handoff from Monin back at the nine, and a huge cavity developed. And it was an easy six for Earhart. Ian Smith on for the point after. He's got a field goal already in this game. Ball snap, placed down at the 10. The left footer, Ian Smith, smacks that one through again. He's got a field goal and a PAT to his credit already in the game's first 5 minutes. 7:02 left in the first. Layman Catholic 10, Graham nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at aaginc.oh.com.
Cavaliers offense is clicking here at the outset of this game. In the first 5 minutes, Layman has racked up 10 points to lead Graham 10-0. The kickoff by Ian Smith sails to the far side off the field of play. And the Graham Falcons will have it. First down, 10 yards to go. Just over 7 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Obviously, Chuck, Fort Recovery, and Minster, two quality opponents first couple weeks for Layman Catholic. But the offense is pretty smooth so far in the initial quarter against Graham tonight.
Well, they're throwing the ball well, and that is opening up them being able to run the football.
Layman less than 30% throwing on the year coming into this game. The quarterback, Gage Braun, takes the snap, rises up, wants to throw, no one available, and he succumbs under pressure at the 31-yard line. Loss of 4 for Graham, second down and 14 to go for the Falcons from their own 31. Michael Bunker, the big defensive lineman for Layman, sandwiched the quarterback. Graham can get a first down out at the 45. Nearly half the first quarter gone. Here's a pitch out. Right side. Graham wedges out 2 or 3 to the 33-yard line. The feature back, Stephen Dunham, a sophomore, barreled ahead for a few. Third down and about a dozen to go for a first down for Graham. Line of scrimmage, the 32-and-a-half of the Falcons. 6 minutes left, first quarter. Layman leads 10-0. Here's the quarterback, Braun, a pump fake, and then he's belted. He's decked to the ground back at the 24. Layman Catholic, like it did last week, off and on against Josh Nixon of Minster, putting pressure on the Graham quarterback here tonight. Good job by Layman. A quick three and out for Graham, which must punt. John Hess on to do the booting. He'll take the snap back at his 12. Lehman with the wind advantage here in the first quarter. The kick by Hess is a short one. It hits up around the midfield stripe, hops beyond it, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers for the third time tonight will have pretty good field position. That last bounce, Chuck, I missed looking into the sun. Ball skipped all the way to, what, the 31-yard line?
30-yard line, yeah, 31. And the big thing about that is you got twin receivers back there, and you allow the ball to go between you and cost themselves 15 yards.
Yep, that's a no-no. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage, two receivers to the right, the quarterback Stephen Monon, a senior. He is one of only five seniors dressed for Lehman Catholic here tonight. Snap back to Monon, looks middle of the field, throws a bullet up over the 35. Graham nearly makes the pick in the hands of the defensive back and out. Close call.
Hit the linebacker right in the numbers, and then he just couldn't pull it in.
Graham Falcons nearly had superb field position in the area of the Lehman 35. Incomplete pass, though. Monon quarterbacking. Fakes the inside handoff. Stephen Monon wants to run. He circles left in. He's got space. Real estate in front. Lot of green. He's at the 40 of Lehman to the 45, up near the 50. And he's tackled right there into the Graham bench. Ball will be marked for play at the 48. A first down run by Monon. Boy, he can scoot, Chuck. Nice dash.
Yeah, he did a good job. He did the ball fake, held that defensive end up, and just went right around him.
Two receivers to the wide side of the field for Lehman. Snap back to Monon. Inside handoff to Earhart. Earhart lugs it right to the midfield stripe, the 50. Second down, 8 to go. 10-0 Lehman. 5 minutes remaining, opening quarter. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight, including Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, and Sydney Body Car Star in Sydney. Earhart again tries the left side, and he meets resistance at the 49. Actually, it was Dylan Arnold on the carry. Not much room. Lehman's running plays after getting the first down at the 48 have produced just 3 yards combined, setting up a 3rd and 7 from the Graham 49. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. 10-0, Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers with the wind at their backs in the opening period. Monon took advantage on the first series, throwing the ball well with the wind coming in behind him. Momentary delay down in the field. Whistles continue to sound. Monon will take the snap back at his 46. Sends a man in motion across the formation. Deep drop by Stephen Monon. Here's a down and out far right side. It's in the area of the 30, a little long. It's incomplete. Owen Smith sprinting to the far side, couldn't catch up with that one. And Lehman Catholic confronting a 4th and 7 from the Graham 49 will have to punt.
It was a well-designed play. He came across the formation, was running free. The ball just a little over his head.
Exactly. He was available.
Cameron Lee,
the punter for Lehman Catholic, on. He'll take the long snap back at his 35. And with the wind at his back, it is a very tall kick coming up short. Hits at the 27-yard line, takes a Lehman bounce, rolling, inside the 20. At the 17 is where Graham is backed up. 1st and 10 Falcons, 3:48 to go first quarter. Lehman in the lead by a score of 10-0.
Falcons still looking for their first down of the quarter.
Lehman Catholic's defense pretty stout last week against Minster. Trailing only 10-0 at the half, 17-7 late in the third. Put some pretty good defensive pressure on the fine Minster quarterback, Josh Nixon, who led the Wildcats to the state championship a year ago. Here's a defiant run by Graham on 1st and 10 from the 17. Dunham bolting to the 25 and over it. There's a late marker. Perhaps a face mask on Lehman.
That's what you got to think in the area it was thrown from, because there wouldn't have been a hold at that point, you wouldn't think.
Perhaps right at the end of the play, layman Catholic got a finger or two up in the headgear of the ball carrier Dunham, and it is ruled to be an inadvertent 5-yard penalty call. Ball marked for play at the 30, first and 10 for the Graham Falcons with 3:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Graham to the line of scrimmage. Michael Shook, a sophomore, over the ball at center. Trips to the left side for the quarterback, Gage Braun. Inside handoff, Dunham. He tries to spring it wide, and Lehman is all over him. Gang tackling at the 30. No gain for the ball carrier. Second down and 10 for Graham. Boy, Lehman's defense, Chuck, against the run has been excellent.
Yeah, they've given up 0 yards.
Just over 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Lehman Catholic in the lead, 10-0. Snap back to Braun. He feeds Dunham again. He bulldozes to the 34, maybe the 35, inches shy of it. Third down and close to 6 to go for Graham. Lehman giving up ground grudgingly via the rush by Graham so far in this game. Trips to the left side. Let's see if Braun throws it that way. He's looking. Here's Lehman in hot pursuit. They shake the ball loose. It's on the ground, rolling near side into the Graham bench, out of bounds. No recovery by Lehman, but a loss on the play for Graham back to the 25-yard line.
Owen Smith
came knifing through for Lehman Catholic, and he stripped the ball from the quarterback. And the football hopped from the hash mark all the way to the sideline before anybody could retrieve it. Graham retains possession but must punt. Line of scrimmage, the 25. Here is the kick away. It's a low line driver hitting at the 40 to Graham, picked up by Lehman at the 46. The return man for the Cavaliers makes one man miss. And then Dylan Arnold is covered up at the 49. First and 10 for Lehman from that point on the field. 2:27 left to go here in the first quarter. Chuck, you talk about advantageous field position in the first period of this game. Lehman has certainly been blessed with it.
They have, and they've created that. Their defense has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Under 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Lehman 10, Graham nothing. A pair of receivers each way for Lehman. Line of scrimmage, the Cavalier 48. Here's a fine running play. It is Earhart. And he's got room, slithering between left guard and tackle into Graham territory. The 45 trudges all the way to the 41, the 40. He's got 12 and a first down. Lehman Catholic clearly displaying its best offense of the year so far tonight. Just over 2 to play, opening period. 10-0 Lehman. Snap back to Monin. He reads the defense, fakes the handoff, keeps, surges to the 37. He snowed under right there.
What if we're going to use the lights tonight? It's going to be tough if they don't decide to turn them on.
You're right, Chuck. The sun has dipped behind a cloud just above the press box far side. We're shaded completely now here at Piqua High School. Here's Monin, deep drop, back at the 45. Down and out, near side of the field, wide open receiver for Lehman. Yes, he hauls it in at the 15, and he darts the rest of the way for the score. One-on-one coverage on the outside by Graham. Good throw by Monin. He found a wide open Dylan Arnold, near side of the field, beyond the hash. Nicely run route. Monin hit him in stride, and Steven is having his best throwing game of the year so far.
Well, they put him in motion, Arnold in motion. He came across no one. He was 10 yards behind, and nice throw, nice catch.
Minute 38 to go, first quarter, 16-0, Lehman Catholic. Snap back, Ian Smith tries to tack on his second PAT, and this one is up and away, and it is good. Ian Smith with 5 points on the night for Lehman Catholic, 2 points after, and a field goal. Just over a minute and a half left, opening quarter. Lehman Catholic 17, Graham nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused?
Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Ian Smith has had a good game kicking the football for Layman Catholic. Kicks off here after the Layman Catholic touchdown. Far side of the field, superb boot to the 11. Returned by Austin Brayton of Graham all the way across the field, one hash to the other. There's a marker thrown. Brayton still coming to the near side, pushes his way out over the 30 to the 32, spilled into the boundary. Let's see what the marker's all about.
We're going to have a block in the back.
Yep, usually on a kickoff return, Chuck, it's against the team returning the boots.
And I saw it, and it was right in front of the official.
90 seconds left to go, opening quarter, 17-0 in favor of Layman. And Graham now, following the step-off, will start first and 10 from its own 16. Graham Falcons featuring Gage Braun, a sophomore quarterback. Austin Brayton, a sophomore in the slot. Stephen Dunn, the feature tailback, just a soft. Offensive line, though, is senior Layden. Hand off to Dunham. He squirts through left tackle for three, maybe four, to about the 18 or 19. Second down and a better than 6 yards to go for a first down for Graham. Down to a minute 14 to go, opening quarter. Well, a marked difference in this game so far in terms of field position. Graham has started all of its drives inside its own 30. Meanwhile, Layman has started every drive beyond its own 30 and a few right around the 50. Here is the quarterback throwing near side of the field. Here's a good pitch on the play by Braun at the 50-yard line. It is Powell going up strong, and he makes a splendid reception, Chuck, at the 50. Boy, that was marvelous to watch. One-on-one jump ball, and Powell went up for Graham, and he snatched it, the sophomore. Brilliant catch at the 50-yard line. Well done.
Yeah, great concentration.
Sure was. His focus was right on the money. He was not going to be stopped on that play. He went up and clutched it with both hands. Here's Dunham running to space, outside right tackle, beyond the linebackers, upended at the 43 of Layman. He garners 7. Second down, 3 yards to go for Graham. Final half minute, first quarter. Layman leads 17-0. But see if Graham elects to run one more play before the quarter closes. Down to 12 seconds left. And the quarterback looks at his head coach, A.J. Woods, who decides to bring his team off the field. First quarter comes to a close. It's been all Layman Catholic so far. The Cavaliers 17, Graham nothing after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. a 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Quarter number two, Graham football, 42-yard line of Lehman Catholic. Graham elects to run it on second down and a little more than two to go for a first down. And Dunham meets resistance right at the point of attack. He shoved back. In fact, he lost possibly as much as a yard.
There were three Lehman defenders standing in the backfield waiting for him to get the ball.
Fine defensive play. Clayton Malone, Michael Bunker for Lehman. They have formed a fine forward wall defensively. Here's Dunham on third and four for the Graham Falcons. Cracks over right tackle beyond the linebackers of Lehman. Running free at the 40, inside it to the 39. He's got the first down. First 42nd, second quarter, Graham first and 10, Lehman 39. 17-0 in favor of Lehman, although no signs of any panic whatsoever for the Graham Falcons, who are methodically trying to push this football down the field and register points and get within 10. Here comes a blitz from Lehman. Running play, Dunham puts his head down, helmet to helmet at the 36. He is throttled right there. He got a chunk of yards, three on the play, second down and seven for Graham.
That's a big kid.
Yeah, Dunham, 6'2 and a half, 185 pounder. He has done the bulk of the running for the Graham Falcons so far in this game. Gage Braun, who threw the Hail Mary last week that beat Springfield Catholic, is at quarterback. He's going to pitch one here. It's in the right flat, complete down to the 32. Nice run after catch. John Hess snared it. The tackler is shed by him. He stays on his feet and twists to the 27 of Lehman. He's got the first down. We near the 10-minute mark, second quarter. 17-0 Lehman. Good march here by Graham. You sense the quarterback, 10th grader Gage Braun, getting a little more comfortable at the helm of the offensive unit for Graham.
It's an illegal formation.
And let's see, we've got activity along the line of scrimmage before the snap.
Well, until the ball snapped, it doesn't matter. They had five in the backfield, but Lehman jumped into the neutral zone.
Yep, the Cavaliers guilty on that play. First and five, Graham outside the 20. Wanting to throw is Braun. Pitch is in the left flat. It's nearly stolen by the Cavalier defender. But the Graham player manages to hang on. It's Trace Smale, the wideout. The play was nearly picked and would have gone for six the other way, but it's a 50-50 ball. Smale comes away with it, and he spins forward down to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, I think Arnold broke on it and had the ball originally. Smale took it away from him.
He sure did. Good play by Dylan Arnold, who couldn't tuck it away for good. And Smale got it back. Second and one for Graham. Here's Dunham outside left tackle. He sheds one man, breaks another, tiptoes down to the 21, or I should say down to the 11. He's knocked off his wheels right there. First and 10, Graham outside the 10 of Lehman. Dunham's knee, touchdown at the 12. First and 10 Falcons from that point. We near the 9-minute mark, second quarter. Lehman Catholic leads 17-0. Serious threat, though, being posed here by Graham. Three receivers to the right. Quarterback Braun fakes to Dunham. Braun keeps. He'll lose one man behind the line, another. He darts down inside the 10, lurches all the way to about the 6, maybe even the 5. Good piece of running by Gage Braun, the 10th grade quarterback for Graham.
That time he did the perfect read.
Didn't he, though? Well done. He gave it to Dunham and then took it right away from him. Braun did the rest, just outside the five of Lehman. Second down for the Graham Falcons. They need three for a first down. They can get a first at about the 2.5. Trips to the right for Braun. Dunham behind him. Braun rolls right, then comes back to the left. Thought about throwing, tucked the football away, and he saddled for a loss at the 9. So it's going to be third down now, Chuck, and better than 6 to go for a first down.
That's the third sack for Lehman. They're doing a great job of getting penetration.
Yep, Cavaliers are slicing through those offensive linemen of Graham and getting into the backfield. Three tackles on the quarterback of Graham for lost yardage in this game. Quick snap. Here's a fade pattern. Left corner of the end zone. One receiver for Graham, two defenders for Lehman. And the Cavaliers smack it to the ground. It's incomplete. No good. So now Graham confronts a fourth down and better than 6 to go at the 9 of Lehman Catholic. And let's see what the Falcons elect to do. It is going to be a field goal try from about the 16. This would be a 26-yard boot. Lehman's Ian Smith converted earlier from 30. That ball was booted from the 20. This one by Graham tried from the 16. On to kick it is Thomas. Ball is snapped back. Oh, the timing is off. The kick is blocked easily by Lehman. Dylan Arnold got his whole chest and arms on that football, and Lehman takes over, Chuck.
Yeah, he did a great job. The penetration was there. It was a little sloppy on the snap, so the timing wasn't perfect, but Arnold did a good job. And if he hadn't been on his knee when he went to pick it up, I think he could have ran the other way.
Maybe so. You're right. Clearly, Graham sluggish on that field goal try. It was mistimed, and Lehman with a pretty simple block of the field goal attempt, and the Cavaliers take over at their own 15 with 7:33 left in the first half. Lehman Catholic leads 17-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks a lot to American Architectural Glass in Clayton, owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie. You just heard from AAG Inc. in Clayton, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. Middendorf, the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision, Route 25A, south edge of Anna. Call Mitch Middendorf for information about the beautiful wooded lots at Timber Trail, south part of Anna. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building. another one of our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Second down and 12 for Lehman Catholic after a 2-yard loss back to the 12-yard line. Lehman leads 17-0. Here's Monin trying to extricate himself out of trouble. He pulls a Houdini, nearly tackled back at the goal line. He twists and turns up the near side, and Chuck makes a little bit of a gain out of what was almost a safety.
Yeah, it was close, but he's got some wheels.
He does. And he's been spinning them so far in this game. Stephen Monin, senior quarterback for Lehman, doing a good job running the show. He's made fine decisions so far tonight. 6:48 left, second quarter. Third and 10 for Lehman, 13-yard line. Jet sweep to the left. And it's strung out nicely by Graham, which makes a tackle for a loss back at the 11. Oh, Trey Smale came up from his defensive back post for Graham. And he caught the ball carrier for Lehman down around the ankles. I think it was Dylan Arnold. Nothing doing on that play. And Lehman's got to punt from its own end zone.
Well, they keep asking for someone from Piqua to come and turn the lights on. They're not going to be able to play much longer.
It is getting very dark here at Piqua at the moment. The kick by Lehman Catholic is wobbly and short. Goes upfield to the 32. Lehman Catholic catches it, a one bounce right there because the ball is about ready to go sideways or maybe back toward the goal line. And Graham starts first and 10 from the Lehman 32-yard line. Cameron Lee, the punter for Lehman, not under duress. He just did not get a very good kick away. Keep in mind, though, much more breezy tonight than it was last evening. And that kick by Lee was against the wind. Graham starts, hands off to Dunham. Oh, that play's clogged up. Gang tackling supreme by Lehman back at the 37. Loss of 3 or 4. Well, Graham's had a number of plays tonight, Chuck, which have netted nothing or even minus yardage.
Yeah, do 70 for Lehman.
That's Bunker. He's done a heck of a job.
He's been a monster out there.
He is a monster. 6'4", 210, a sophomore. And by the time he's a senior, he's going to be one outstanding high school football lineman. He's already pretty good. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. The quarterback, Braun, looks right, then left. Nowhere to go. Behind the line of scrimmage, he's pinched by two Lehman players, throws it at the last split second, and Bunker almost makes the interception at the line of scrimmage. Clock stops, 5:20 left here in the second, 17-0 Lehman. Third down and 14 yards to go for Graham at the 38 of Lehman. Here at the half, Kevin Four, supervisor of officials for the GWOC. We'll talk about the rules changes and modifications over the last few years, the new concussion policy, what happens during bad weather, roughing the passer, pass interference, holding calls. He'll detail all of it for you, make us all smarter about Ohio high school football rules. Timeout called by Graham. 5:19 left, second quarter. Lehman Catholic in the lead, 17-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Graham to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 14. It's at the Lehman 37. The quarterback, Braun, running for his life back near midfield. does get the ball of weight just in the nick of time. It sails into the Graham bench, incomplete. Boy, Gage Braun, the sophomore quarterback for Graham, has been under immense pressure all night long. Josh Nixon for Minster got a taste of this Lehman defensive front and linebacking group last week. Perhaps a hold on the play against Graham in addition to that fine defensive line rush by the Cavaliers. Graham got the ball away, but because he was under such pressure, one of his offensive linemen tried to hold to keep Lehman out of there. New line of scrimmage is on the other side of the 50.
Yeah, that was intentional grounding, so that's also a loss of down.
Well, it was an intentional grounding call. And you're right, that is a loss of down. A good punt inside the 20. Might have been touched by Lehman. Ball loose at the 15, at the 10. I think Graham recovered and had a knee down. I think it's Falcons possession. Lehman eventually came away with it after Graham got it with a knee down on the ground. The ball was rolling loose again. Lehman tried to run back up this side of the field, but the official said no. Ball down, Graham recovery at the 7. So what was an intentional grounding against Graham turns into a good omen, so to speak.
Yep, that's well played.
Yep, nicely done. Good coverage downfield, mishandled punt by Lehman, and Graham sets up shop at the 7-yard line.
Toledo beat Arkansas today at Arkansas, so I think the Arkansas coach can quit worrying about Ohio State's schedule now.
SEC taking some lumps. Auburn should have.
They should have lost to a FCS team.
4 minutes, 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. The officials at the far hash mark have huddled and are maybe discussing.
Did he have possession? That's what I was wondering. Did he have possession or did he dive for it even though he was down and knocked the ball towards the goal line?
Yeah, the first ruling was that Graham recovered it, clearly had possession on the ground. Lehman may have questioned that.
Yeah, I agree with the questioning, but I can't see well enough from where that happened to know if he had possession or not.
Yeah, the punt by Graham was a good one down inside the 15-yard line of Lehman. It was muffed originally by Lehman. Graham appeared to have maybe fallen on it. The ball squirted away from a Falcon player who was on the ground. Lehman got it down near the end zone, ran it back up the near side. Play blown dead. Graham ball at the 7. Running play Dunham. He squirms to the 5, maybe the 4. Goal to go Graham from that spot with 4:48 to go, second quarter. Well, Graham needs a touchdown here, Chuck, in the worst way.
Well, they've got 63 yards throwing it, but they're negative yardage because of their sacks rushing the ball.
Lehman Catholic defensively tackle to tackle has done a number on Graham's experienced offensive line. Here's Dunham between right guard and tackle, has a little room, legs it out to the 2, tackled right there. Still goal to go for Graham with 4:12 left in the second quarter, 17-0 Lehman. Now Wes Carrollton last night against Sydney knocked on the door 5 times inside the 25-yard line. Could never register points. Graham's second trip into the red zone here in this period. Dunham meets resistance at the 3. He falls to the 2. Oh, that's a fine tackle by Lehman Catholic. Seth Brown met Dunham shoulder to shoulder and tossed him down. Goal to go for Graham at the 3, fourth down coming. And Graham's success tonight may rest on this play. Graham decides to take a timeout. Gives us an opportunity to tell you about one of our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Goffney with a fine combination of outstanding high-quality furniture, priced just right. Excellent value for furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. 3.5 to go, first half. Fourth and goal at the 3 of Lehman for Graham. Man in motion, snap back to Braun, give to Dunham. Gaping hole, right tackle, powering at the goal line. He's over for the score. Dunham of Graham gets 6. Good blocking up front by the Falcons, who whipped Lehman's defensive front on that play.
Yeah, great. That hole, I mean, it's the angle that I'm looking at just opened right up. Boy, he just could walk, dance in.
You're suggesting, Chuck, you might have been able to dash.
No. There's no dashing left in these legs.
Extra point try coming up here by Ryan Thomas of Graham. It's a 17-6 game. Thomas attempting to make it 17-7. It's low and wide left. It's blown. No good. 3:31 to go, second quarter. Lehman Catholic 17, Graham 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
And the lights are now on here at the beautiful Alexander Stadium Perk Field at Piqua High School. What a sight. Gorgeous facility, Chuck.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And it is in its splendor this evening.
I love the fact that they have the press box on both sides.
Yes, I do too. And we're on the visitor side, quite roomy. Virtually by our lonesome over here, we can spread out all of our notes and lineups and sponsor lists. Kickoff by Graham down inside the 30 of Lehman. Cavaliers race it back out to the 32. First and 10 for Lehman, which leads 17-6 late in the second quarter. Yep, let's see what the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers and offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman will try. Waning minutes, first half. Monin's got backs left and right. Handoff goes, left tackle. Burrowing for a couple is Earhart to the 32. Second down and 8 or 9 for Lehman. We near the 3-minute mark, first quarter. Or I should say first half. 17-6 Cavaliers. Graham just dented the scoring column. That was mighty important for the Falcons to get on the board. Here's Monin looking. Out route to the near side of the 37. Good catch and breaking a tackle and running to the 45 after the reception is the receiver. Good job done by Brandon Barhorst of the Cavaliers. Well, strong catch, even better run after he snared it, Chuck.
Yeah, and Lehman's got 3 timeouts and plenty of time, so they can go score again.
Cavaliers have surged out to the 45. Monin, deep drop, middle of the field, long bomb down at the 20 of Graham. It's a bit too long, incomplete. Monin against the wind showed a strong arm on that pitch. Second and 10, Lehman Catholic, 45 of the Cavaliers, 2:41 to go, second quarter. 17-6 in favor of the Cavaliers, who come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flanked to the field side, the wide side. One to the short boundary side. Inside handoff, a good burst to the 50 and over it. It's Earhart. He cracks forward for six or seven. Third and three for the Cavaliers, 47 of Graham. 2:25 and counting to go, second quarter. Again, a pair of receivers each way. Ball at the near hash. Monin dropped it after faking the inside handoff. Got it on the rebound from the turf. Meets a linebacker at the 49. Down he goes. Might have lost a yard. Good defensive play by Scott Branscombe of Graham. Fourth down for Lehman. 4 yards to go for a first down. Let's see what's up the sleeve of the Cavaliers right here. A timeout coming up first.
Yeah, Graham called a timeout. And with the ball at the 49 of Graham and Graham just scoring, I don't think you go for it, but what do I know? I was a basketball coach.
I wouldn't risk it. All depends on how much confidence the Lehman Catholic coaching staff has in its offense right now. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams, too, hanging on its walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back and relax and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage. As if the Cavaliers will run a play from there. It's a long snap count, attempting to draw Graham offside. Good discipline by the Falcons. Play clock is still at 7. Running down inside 5 now. And eventually, Lehman takes a timeout. Cavaliers just stalling right there. Lehman will punt, as Chuck surmised a moment ago. As I was saying, your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun family atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room can seat up to 60, and the spacious second floor is there, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. At 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. 2:01 to go, second quarter. Lehman with the football at the Graham 49. Lines up as if to go for it. Not punt formation yet, Chuck. Snap back to Monin. Handoff left tackle, and bursting into the clear at the 45 of Graham is Earhart. Look at him go at the 40, 35, down to the 34-yard line. There was no running room over left guard. Earhart read that, Chuck. There was some contact, and then he sprung it wide, and away he went. A nifty gain on the play of about 19 yards.
I think the confidence was more in their defense than with their offense that time.
1:45 to go. Late second quarter. Lehman with a first and 10. Monin play action. Looks. He's going for the home run ball. Down inside the 10. A leaping attempt at the 3-yard line. Incomplete. Clock stops. 1:34 to go in the first half. Lehman Catholic 17. Graham 6. Well, Graham simply cannot afford to give back that touchdown it earned on the Falcons' last possession. Monin, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, fakes to Earhart, quick pass in the flat, reception made, Johnny on the spot, the tackler for Graham, well done by senior Victor McGowan. As he quickly wrapped up the receiver, Brandon Barhorst of Lehman. Short advance, pickup of 3, 3rd and 7 from the 30 of Graham, 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Monin, retreating, 8 yards behind the line. Rolls left. He's now 15 yards behind the line. He takes off running. He's at the line of scrimmage, the 30, inside at 25, lunging to the 22. Oh, good piece of scurrying around by quarterback Stephen Munn of Lehman Catholic. First and 10, 22-yard line of Graham, 57 seconds to go, first half.
First and 10, Munn.
Two receivers far left for Munn. Fakes the inside handoff. Now Munn looks way back behind the line. He'll take off with a scamper again. He flies down inside the 15, the 10, flushed out of bounds at the 9. Stephen Munn on the loose the last two plays, Chuck. Boy, he's got good footwork. We've been impressed by his forward passing and game management tonight, but he can also tote it.
Yeah, he took a look at the initial route, wasn't there, and he's getting outside of containment.
Sure is. He's got fast wheels, man in motion across the formation, line of scrimmage, the 7 of Graham. Munn back at the 18, delivers it late, middle of the field, end zone, a leaping attempt by Lehman, touchdown! Wow! Right smack dab in the middle of traffic, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Dylan Arnold comes down with it. Brilliant reception, good patience by the quarterback Munn, who waited and waited for Arnold to free himself up just briefly in the middle of that zone coverage. And Arnold went up, made a good catch. Ball thrown right on the spot by Munn. And the Cavaliers convert, taking the football nearly the length of the field in the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. Extra point try. Ian Smith up and away. It's a strong one, and it's good again. 24-6 Lehman, 33 seconds to go second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Superb leadership, Chuck, exhibited on that drive by quarterback Stephen Munn.
Yep.
A couple of fine, long, spontaneous runs, and then poise on that touchdown pass. He waited and waited in the pocket. He had protection, and then eventually threw it right on the spot where the leaping Arnold could snare it in the end zone.
He did a great job, and Arnold did a really nice job of screening the defender, getting him on his back. He was the only one that could make that catch.
Good observation. Fine play by Arnold. Lehman Catholic rolling now. 24-6 lead. A big late second quarter touchdown. Good return to the kickoff. Underway here by Graham all the way across the 50 into Lehman's end at the 47. Darting was Trace Smale. Splendid return. The senior started up the middle and then sprung it wide. He whipped Lehman's coverage team, got it to the outside, and he zipped down the near sideline, blitzing over the 50 to the Lehman 48. Now Graham has got 24.8 seconds with which to work.
No timeouts.
No timeouts to go. First and 10, Lehman 48, 24-6 Cavaliers. Last 25 seconds of the second quarter. Snap back to the quarterback. Here is Gage Braun throwing it down and out, right side of the field, no one home.
Well, that looked bad on Braun, but the receiver stopped, and he threw it where he thought he was headed.
Exactly.
I'm not sure whose mistake it was, but one of them made one.
Yeah, pretty good coverage there by Lehman, which might have impeded the progress of the receiver a little bit. Double coverage, in fact. And now Graham has a second and 10 from the Lehman 48. Clock stopped, 18.3 to go in the second quarter. 24-6 lead, Lehman. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers coaching staff felt the Cavs made very good improvement from week 1 to 2, and even more improvement here tonight from week 2 to 3 in this game against Graham. Here's a down and out pattern. Good catch by Graham. Trey Smale went high, came down with it. He was cracked hard at the 34. Nifty reception. First and 10, Graham, as Smale went airborne in front of the Graham bench. And he came down with it and hung on. Dazzling play by him. Good throw by Gage Braun. Maybe his best pitch of the night. And from the 24 of Lehman, first and 10, Graham. 8 seconds to go, first half. Clock winding down. Here's an over-the-middle route. Ball thrown into empty space. Incomplete forward pass, 3.6 to go. As Braun tried to hit Austin Brayton, running downfield from his slot, but Lehman had him blanketed. 3.6 to go, first half. Again, this reminder, the supervisor of GWAC officials, Kevin Foer of Troy. Kevin Foer joins us at the half via a recorded interview talking about recent rules changes and the new concussion policy. Buzzer sounding as Braun unleashes a long forward pass. He's back at the 45, deep in the pocket, airs it out in the end zone, no good, and the first half winds down. Lehman Catholic enjoys a 24-6 lead over Graham after two quarters. Lehman Catholic with an outstanding first period and a good touchdown drive, a two-minute drill in the last 3 minutes of the second quarter after Graham had tallied six to trim a 17-0 deficit to 17-6. Lehman tacks on a score late in the second and then stops Graham in the waning seconds of the first half of play. Fine initial two quarters from Lehman here tonight. You wouldn't believe Lehman is as young as it is, dressing only 5 seniors tonight, because the Cavaliers are clicking well, both offensively and defensively, and have an 18-point halftime bulge against Division IV Graham here tonight at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field at Piqua High School. Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee providing Saturday night action for you, perhaps our only Saturday evening webcast of the entire football season this year. Intermission at Piqua. It is Lehman Catholic 24, Graham 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Alexander Stadium, Burke Field on the campus of Pickwell High School, where Layman Catholic in a Saturday night tilt leads Graham 24-6. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, which brings you our halftime momentarily. U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Sydney Body Car Star on Stiley in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. American Architectural Glass in Clayton. The Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. And Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer for the new Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Route 25A. You get Anna Utilities, Anna Schools. You're not far from I-75. Beautiful wooded lots available. Timber Trail, the developer, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Give Mitch Middendorf a call for more information. Halftime score, Layman Catholic 24, Graham 6. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the stats kind of equal the 24-6 Layman lead at the half. Graham not really able to generate much offense. They ran the ball 24 times for 6 total yards. Now, that includes 24 yards negative in sack yardage, but still, 6 yards is not going to get it done on the ground.
Right.
They were 5-9 throwing the ball, 77 yards, 83 total yards, 6 first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half. That's one plus. Layman, on the other hand, 19 rushes, 126 yards, 9-16 throwing the ball, by far his best half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
109 yards, 235 total yards, 11 first downs, and they did have the one turnover on the punt, muff punt down there that led to Graham's 6 points.
What I've been really impressed about so far, Chuck, I alluded to it momentarily. Several minutes back, the leadership of Stephen Mata, the senior quarterback, he is just what Layman needs right now. Cavaliers starting to grow up and gel. It's a young team, only 5 seniors on the squad. One of them is Stephen Monin, and he's got to pace this attack and show everybody else how it's got to be done.
Well, I mean, you know, Coach Zimmerman talked about, because they're such a small school, they don't reload. But
yes,
they do tend to a little bit, just for the fact they've been so successful. And those kids that sit up in the stands in the elementary and junior high want to be out there playing football for Layman, too. So that's a real nice plus for them, to all the success they've had. And they've got a real shot at being in the race for their league this year.
No question about it. And if Layman Catholic can finish out strong, win 6 of its last 8 games, who knows, 6-4, for sure 7-3, gets you into the postseason playoff in Division 7.
And they need Graham to win a few more games, because
right,
as a Division 4 school, that's going to get them some really good secondary points.
We talk about the postseason, as I noted earlier on tonight. Layman is in D7 with the likes of Ada, Minster, Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie, Troy Christian. Graham is in D4. Stringent competition, Ottawa Glandorf, Kenton Ridge, Kenton, Springfield Shawnee, Plain City Alder, just to name a few. Good first half for Layman Catholic. Offensive line has been super, led by Michael Bunker, the 6'4 sophomore, Seth Sargent, a 6'3 sophomore, Clayton Malone, the veteran, Clayton, 5'10, 200-pound senior, the center, Colin Howler, a 5'10 sophomore, Wyatt Long, a junior, 5'10", 190 to guard. They have excelled as a unit in this game tonight. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's 24-6 Layman at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Tonight, Layman Catholic owns a 24-6 lead against Graham here at the half. Next week on ScoresBroadcast.com, we've got Riverside at Fort Loramie for you. That's a crucial Northwest Central Conference game from Fort Loramie. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35. And 2 weeks from last night, a couple Fridays away, we have Toledo Weight at Sydney. And we saw the exciting Sydney Yellow Jackets last evening. It's Toledo Weight at Sydney, 7 p.m. kick. That's 2 weeks from last night on a Friday evening. We're on the air at 6:35 on the web on scoresbroadcast.com. Speaking of Sydney, Chuck, very entertaining team, made a few mistakes, could afford those errors against West Carrollton. The Pirates couldn't cash in, 5 trips into the red zone, no points. But Sydney lit up the scoreboard. Very good speed and more depth than usual for the Yellow Jackets. Adam Dungis has a very promising club this year.
Well, they've had good skill position through the last 3 or 4 seasons.
Right.
But now they've got a defense that's a lot stouter than it's been. That was their Achilles heel the last few years. Their offensive line did an outstanding job. They're a good football team, and they're going to make some noise in the GWOC North.
And I like that three-down lineman approach on defense. Santos and Rogers and Perk up front. Boy, that's a fine triumvirate.
Right.
And they played really well, those three down linemen for Sydney last night. Speaking of Sydney and the GWOC, our halftime guest via a recorded interview is Kevin Forer. You may know Kevin. It's spelled F-O-R-R-E-R, Kevin Forer of Troy. He's a fine official in multiple sports. He's the supervisor of about 1,000 GWOC officials. He assigns, he evaluates. I asked Kevin a few weeks ago during an interview, how does he get all of this accomplished?
You just do it. We have a pretty sophisticated assigning system and everything called the arbiter, and that puts all the games together. My schools, like on the varsity level, we don't let the schools know till 2 weeks prior where they're gone, so it really sets up to have the best crew with the best matchup around and everything. So sounds complicated, but when you've been doing it for years, it just works.
How'd you get started in this avocation? It's quite unique. Everybody not cut out for it, for sure.
That's correct. I tell people I used to be sensitive and everything, but I started officiating baseball when I was a baseball player in high school when I was going to Trotwood and started officiating, and then over the years started picking up other sports, started doing basketball and football, and then about 15 years ago we had a sudden need in the area for a signer because one of the great assigners somebody I very much looked up to passed away suddenly, and it left everybody in a flux, and that's back in 1999. That's how I got into assigning, and it's just built up over the years.
Mm-hmm. Ohio High School Athletic Association football 5-man crew,
right,
throughout the state: referee, back judge, line judge, linesman, and the umpire. The roles of each. Let's start with the referee, Kevin.
Yeah, well, we have 5 positions. We use a mechanics book called the Gold Book that is set. We have a director of development in the state of Ohio, Dr. Bruce Maurer, and he set a Gold Book out there, and it really is to make sure that everybody is on the same page, doing the same things. If you go to a game in Dayton, or you go to a game in Toledo, or Columbus, or Cincinnati. So the referee is, quote unquote, the man in charge. He's the white hat and everything. Even though everybody makes decisions, he's the one that they will come down to, and he will really interact if there's some major things going on with the coaches or stuff. But his number one priority, he is the one that protects the quarterback. Okay, that is his number one job. So the head linesman is the guy that's with the chain crew. He's what we call one of the two wing guys. They are looking for unbalanced balance lines, making sure that there's seven on the line of scrimmage at the snap, and then they'll also look for penalties on their side. Same thing with the line judge. He has basically the same responsibility, except he doesn't have the chain crew on the other side. Mm-hmm. Your umpire is a guy in the middle, probably the most dangerous position, and you know, it's where I got my big time start before I became a referee later on, and it's kind of, you know, the bigger guy. You know, you've got to be the one in there, and he's the take control. He's the one that makes sure he's watching for holding and he's watching for illegal plays, but he's also the one that's making sure the game stays clean. He's really the most vocal one of everybody out there, although they're all vocal. Your back judge is exactly what he is. He's the guy that comes up and he cleans up. He's got the pass plays and everything, so majority of your pass interference calls will come from that position, but he's also cleaning up on sidelines, on out-of-bounds plays, and then getting the balls back in and everything. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. People don't realize, you know, that you know, there's 22 players out there. Football is actually a pretty easy sport to officiate because each guy is only looking at about four or five players. You know, we're not watching the entire field.
Yeah, well said. Kevin Four of Troy, our guest, supervisor of officials for the GWOC. He assigns, he evaluates. You're familiar with the rules. Rules changes. Yep. How about the concussion policy?
Well, the concussion thing has become very, very serious. You know, our numbers have been going down. It's you're seeing that from the NFL on down, and it's very, very serious here now. Ohio High School's done a tremendous job of monitoring this and setting all the precautionaries in, but it's just bottom line, you know, it's something we're looking for. They don't ask us to be doctors, but obviously, you know, we can tell when somebody's bell's been rung, and if we take them out of the game, we if there's nobody on site to assist us, but if there's not a trainer there, once we take them out of the game, they're done. If we feel there's somebody that, hey, needs to be looked at, we will ask a trainer to come out, then we turn it over to the expert's hands. But
sure.
Our biggest precautionary thing is if they are taken out of the game, they're done for that day. There is no getting them back in the game, period. So.
The kickoff out of bounds, this rule has been in place for several years. Talk about the options available to the receiving team.
Yeah, it's one of those most people as a fan don't understand. And you know, most time on a high school Friday night, a referee is not mic'd or anything like that. Or you know, sometimes we don't explain it real well. But when there's a kickoff out of bounds, there's basically three options that the offended team has. And they can A, take the result of the play where it went out of bounds at. So if there was an onside kick, it went out of bounds, it went out the 45, they're probably going to take that result of the play where it went out of bounds at.
Sure.
The second result is they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. So if it went out of bounds the 15-yard line, they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. Or their third option is they can penalize them 5 yards and re-kick the ball. So you'll see that every once in a while if a team A has a good return team, or B, they want to return it live because they're getting late in the game and they need to get field position.
Mm-hmm. The pass interference call, roughing the passer. Talk about those two matters.
Two different ones. Pass interference and everything. This was a rule change a couple years ago. Not one that I fully agree with, but I get why they feel that way. But it used to be on a pass interference call on defensive pass interference that it used to be a automatic first down. That is no longer the case and everything. The reason for that rule is basically that National Federation has looked at pass plays all throughout the year, and the average pass play is 8 yards. Okay, so now if you do have offensive pass interference, that is still an automatic loss to down. The roughing the passer, that play is, again, we protect the quarterback and everything. The roughing the passer is the result of the play is an automatic first down. So.
Talk about holding calls for just a moment. Behind the line of scrimmage, ahead of the line of scrimmage, spot foul, line of scrimmage foul. Clear all that up for me.
Well, when you have a flag, basically it's the spot of the foul, so or the end of the run. So if you have a holding play, and we'll just say that, you know, the hold was at the 30-yard line, but the guy was sacked at the 26-yard line, the end of the run was the greater penalty. So we refer to it, and if I can say this online, but screw the offense, okay? And that's just the terminology that is used out there. Mm-hmm. You take the greater penalty on that. So, again, if he was at the 30-yard line and he was sacked for, you know, tackled for a 4-yard loss, and they're going to mark it back from the 26-yard line. But if he broke it open and, you know, and he got 15 yards on the play, they're going to take it back to the spot of the foul on that play. Mm-hmm. So,
Kevin Four of Troy, supervisor of officials for the GWOC, our guest. One last discussion point, the face mask call. Officials are advised if they're not sure that it was a 5-yard call, make it a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and we have several things that we go through, but that's one of those. If it went in doubt, and So if you're in any doubt whatsoever, it's a 15-yard penalty. If you're thinking about it, it was 15 yards, okay? So if you're seeing the head turn or whatever, same thing with running into or roughing the kicker. When in doubt, it's roughing, okay? You're going to take the bigger penalty on that and everything. So, and that's the right thing to do. So
here in the state of Ohio, clearly a good idea a few years ago to institute the mercy rule policy. 30-point deficit, halftime, the clock runs continuously, basically except for timeouts, correct?
Yeah, there's like five different provisions that will stop the clock, but it's a great rule. Unfortunately, sometimes coaches don't use the best judgment in the world when they're getting up big points, and some of it I understand. They're trying to get kids in. They also got to get ready for the next week, but, neither end of a butt-whipping's fun. So, my son's game last week was 49-0, and it could have been 80-0, and, the running the clock and then you calling off the guard. So it's a good rule. The surprising thing of that rule was I was really surprised by the statistic on this, but 35% of games last year had a running clock.
Oh, wow.
So it's 35%. So
injuries get avoided, I think, with the running clock in place.
Yeah.
And for that reason alone, I think it's a great rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Like my son goes to a small school and numbers is a factor when you get kids playing both ways. And so it's really, really important that something like this, and again, like you said, not having the injuries. So,
Kevin, here in the month of September, even in October, chance for late afternoon, early evening thunderstorms. The policy with regard to lightning and thunder.
Yeah, great question. And this happens every year, and it's actually an officiating nightmare for me, a signer's nightmare when it happens and everything. But the policy is once you see lightning or you hear thunder, they're off the field, and it's 30 minutes from every time you see it or hear it, and no exceptions to that whatsoever. And I don't have a lot of money in the bank, but I want to keep what I have. So and not only top of that, I don't want to live with myself if I let a kid get killed out there on the field and everything. The other thing we do this time of year is obviously summer has finally arrived here in 1st of September, and we've had the hottest few days we've had. So the officials will take very big precaution out there, especially the smaller schools that kids play in both ways. You'll see a lot of water breaks on Friday nights and everything to help avoid dehydration and cramping and somebody just getting hurt. So.
A continued good officiating to you. Thanks for all the hard work you do with regard to assigning and evaluating. I referee some myself, and I just take the attitude that sometimes, some games, you're going to be 50% wrong 100% of the time, no matter what you do.
Amen to that and everything. So it's a great avocation to get into. I tell everybody it's my golf game, and as I said at the beginning, I tell people I used to be sensitive, but pass the word out there. We're always looking for officials, especially good officials, to get into the sport and everything. So if they're interested in getting officiating, go to www.ohsaa.org, go to the officiating tab, and it'll kind of tell you, follow the steps there to get involved and everything.
Kevin Forer of Troy, supervisor of GWOC officials. He assigns and evaluates some 1,000 officials for multiple sports. He does a great job, and we are so thankful for what he does. Halftime here at Alexander Stadium, Burke Field, campus of Piqua High School, and Sydney Layman Catholic leads Graham Local by a score of 24-6. The Cavaliers playing extremely good football here tonight, game 3 of the season. We'll return with the second half kickoff in just a few minutes. 18-point lead for Layman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on the campus of Pickwell High School. Layman Catholic kicking off to start play in the second half of this game. Layman enjoys a 24-6 lead over Graham. And, Chuck, it's going to be mighty important for Graham, one of these first couple possessions, third quarter, to generate offense and put points on the board. You would think, in order for Graham to have a chance in the fourth quarter of this game, Graham's got to score first in the second half before Layman Catholic puts more points on the board.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would think that went without saying. They've not really shown the penchant for getting a lot of yardage, so I'm not sure that they're going to come back from any more than 18. I think Layman's got to stay at 24 for them to have a chance to win the game.
Layman Catholic has played exceedingly well here in Game 3 of the season, having dropped games to quality opponents, Fort Recovery and Minster, in Weeks 1 and 2. Graham was down by Tippecanoe Week 1 and then came from behind to win last week against Springfield Catholic Central, a Hail Mary at the game's end. Kickoff to Layman Catholic, a good one, tough to handle, down inside the 20. Then the Graham deep back breaks contain, missed tackles left and right around the 20, 25-yard line, and then a return all the way to the 45. Wow, Layman had him caged in, Chuck, inside the 15, and then Trace Smale made three or four Cavaliers miss, and he zoomed down the near sideline. Big return of 37 yards.
Oh, he did a great job. I've been impressed with that young man. He got tackled by his face mask, and nobody saw it.
Beautiful job of Smale of Graham, which has good field position, 5 yards short of the 50. Three receivers to the left for quarterback Gage Braun. Man in motion. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage. Caught, but it's a negative play. Or was it?
I think it was a pitch. He just couldn't get a hold of it.
It was a pitch out.
Yeah.
And the offensive back, Dunham, grabbed it, lost it, luckily fell on it, but it's a minus five for Graham. Second and 15 for the Falcons. Ball is smack dab in the middle of the field between the hash marks. 40-yard line of the Falcons. Opening minute, third quarter. Layman up 24-6. Here's Dunham squeezing off yardage up the gut. Breaks a tackle, another. And he lugs a couple Cavaliers with him to the 49. He pounded out 9 yards on the play.
He's a good-looking sophomore.
Third and six for Graham. Big play here. Graham can't afford to not get a first down, go for it, give it up on downs around midfield, and allow Layman a short field and more points to extend the lead. Graham needs a first down. Trips to the near side. New looking formation. Toss sweep to Dunham. Good block at the point of attack, and he barrels. He goes into the Layman secondary, keeps his legs churning, drives to the 40, the 39. Dynamite run, but Dunham, just about the time he receives accolades from Chuck McBee.
And I'm sure that meant a lot to him.
10:20 to go, third quarter. 24-6, Layman Catholic. Beautiful night for high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dunham again, and he unloads that 185-pound frame against a couple of linebackers from Layman Catholic. He's toppled at the 37. Second down and 7 to go for Graham. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. A few plays ago, Graham converting a big first down on fourth down. Excuse me. And it was Dunham, the locomotive, Dunham, who barged for first down yardage. And on a toss sweep, he gets it here. Tries to turn the corner. And Layman Catholic forces him in. Tackle made after a gain of maybe a yard, and that's it. Third and six for Graham. Good tackle by Wyatt Long as he pinned the ball carrier to the turf.
It's got to be tough for these linemen to go both ways, offensive and defensive, because they're getting hit. Yeah. Receivers and running backs aren't hit on every play. Linemen are.
They might be sore tomorrow. Back to pass. The quarterback going right flat. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful tipped interception by Lehman at the 40, the 50, the 40 at the other end. On the loose to the 30, 25, 20, out of bounds at about the 16 or 17-yard line. Dylan Arnold went up with Smale of Graham and took it right away from him. Poked that ball up into the air. Went up and brought it down, and away went Dylan Arnold, a super athletic maneuver.
Wow, that was terrific.
And what was a third and seven for Graham turns into a change of possession. Layman knocking on the door inside the 20. Here's a jet sweep by Layman. Graham's all over it, but the ball carrier for Layman does get out on the periphery and makes a couple or 3 yards down around the 15.
They're running that same little pop pass that Ohio State runs, and it is a completed pass. If he doesn't catch it, it's an incomplete pass, which makes it a nice, safe play.
Jake Earhart got a few yards on the edge, second down and seven for Layman, just inside the 15 of Graham. Inside handoff, Earhart blasts his way down inside the 10 to the 8. Very close to a first down. We near the 8-minute mark in the third quarter. Boy, the Graham Falcons were driving, had pushed the ball just across midfield and turned it over. The interception was nearly run back for a score by Layman. Third and one, Cavaliers. Modern reads, fakes the handoff, keeps, tries to skip around left end. He's rolled to the turf at the line of scrimmage. He did not get the first down, I don't believe.
No, that was first and goal.
Oh, I'm sorry. First down was picked up on the previous play.
Yep.
That is exactly what I missed. I thought it was third and short. Now it is second and goal. Loss of a yard and a half from the 6.5 back to the 8. Modern drops to the 16, the 17. Defensive lineman for Graham pouring in. The ball thrown by the quarterback, Modern. It hits a defensive back's helmet at the goal line, goes up in the air, and Graham gets the interception on the rebound. Alert play by the Graham Falcons.
Right back at you.
Yep, one interception deserves another. Splendid plays turned in by each team's defense to force the interceptions. Yep, Monin threw a bullet 3 or 4 feet off the ground. Intended to reach your receiver, Smith, a couple yards deep in the end zone. It was a little bit behind him. Hit the helmet or shoulder pads of a player. And before it hit the ground, it was snared by a Graham defensive back in the end zone for a touchback. And Graham starts first and 10 from its own 20. Dunham wedges out 3. Second down and 7. Well, Layman with a touchdown, Chuck, at the end of that drive. Could have just about put this game away at 31-6.
No, I think it would have been put away. But now Graham has got to go down and put some points on the board.
Indeed. Last drive by Graham was productive all the way up to midfield. And then the fine interception by Dylan Arnold. And then the interception by Graham. As Layman was throwing into the end zone. So we've had 2 picks already in the first 5 minutes of the second half of this game. Here is Dunham plowing for Graham over the 25 to the 27. It will be third down, a little more than three to go for a first down for the Falcons. Receivers left and right. New look offense. Three backs in the offensive backfield. The quarterback, Gage Braun, gives to Dunham. Dunham churns over left tackle to the 28, maybe the 29. I think he's a foot or two short of a first down. And if you're the Graham Falcons, you really have nothing to lose at this point, Chuck.
You hand the ball to Dunham, and he should be able to get a yard for you.
Take your chances with him. 5:55 to go, third quarter, 24-6 in favor of Layman Catholic. Graham Falcons huddling up. Play clock at 11. Pair of receivers each way. And up under center now is Braun, the quarterback. And he is in a long cadence, hoping to draw Layman, but nope, it doesn't happen. And
he took a delay of game.
Oh, wow, he sure did. I thought maybe Graham had called a timeout, but yeah, I said that play clock was at 11. Those last 11 seconds vanished in a hurry,
didn't they?
Yeah, they went by right now. And Graham retreats 5 yards from the 23. Graham's got to punt. Layman promises to get pretty good field position. They'll be in fine shape after this kick.
Press box is having a terrible time running at the 25-second clock. Mm-hmm. They had to reset that about 10 times now.
5 minutes, 22 seconds left to go, third quarter. Layman 24, Graham 6. It's been a scoreless third period so far. But we've had excitement, that's for sure. Two interceptions, one by each team. Layman nearly got the football into the end zone, but was denied. Ball picked off in the end zone. Touchback giving Graham the ball at the 20. The Falcons stall, and here's the punt by Hess. Fair catch, Layman, just across the 50, and Graham's end at the 48. Layman, time and time again all night long, excellent field position. And Graham has been in a hole more often than not. Well, Layman has a first and 10 from the 48, and you are betting that head coach Dick Roll of the Cavaliers is hoping that his offense makes a strong drive to the end zone and generates a touchdown here. This would be a huge statement in this game. Graham, though, showing a lot of life on defense. Bear hugs the ball carrier. Earhart, who made a cutback move at the 47, down he went.
That was Dunham on the tackle.
Mm-hmm. Nice play by him. He goes both ways much of the time for Graham. Tailback on offense. The sophomore is a very good athlete. Second and 9, Layman Catholic, 47 of Graham. Handoff, offensive backfield, Munn into Earhart, rolled to the turf at the far hash at the 46. A yard at a time for Layman on this possession. Under 4.5 left in the third quarter. A couple of receivers near side for Layman. Cavaliers in the offensive backfield communicate the play call. Graham with four down linemen defensively. Mana no doubt will throw here. He fakes the inside handoff, rolls out to the left, ad-libs a little bit, tries to make a cutback move, and Graham corrals him around the 45. Monin might have extended the ball to the 44. Punting situation for Layman at the Graham 44. Cavaliers, Monin wisely didn't throw that ball downfield into coverage because Layman with a good punt here can play field position and box in Graham down inside its own 10 or 15 yard line. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Layman with the better of the field position all night and again here in the third period as well. Layman Catholic Cavaliers send Cameron Lee back to the 41 to punt. And we have a timeout eventually taken by Lehman Catholic. Timeout Cavaliers, over three to play third quarter. Cavs are up 18 over Graham on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Lehman Catholic's Cameron Lee takes the long snap. It is 41-yard line, walks ahead and kicks it, and it is a beautiful boot. Soaring with the wind at his back, the kick lights on the ground inside the five and skips into the end zone.
That was a beautiful spiral even for a pass.
At the PA address mentioned Brandon Barhorst kicked it. Cameron Lee is the number one punter for this team. And that might have been number five, Brandon Barhorst. It was. First down, 10 yards to go. Graham on the touchback, line of scrimmage, the 20. Here's the quarterback, Braun. One-on-one coverage, long throw near side, over the shoulder catch at the 50-yard line. In stride, it is hauled in on the play, but Tyler Powell, who scoots out of bounds. Boy, that was a nifty play right over the shoulder. Well thrown by Gage Braun. You talk about a money pitch. That was beautifully done.
Well, he threw it perfectly because the defense was not in bad position. That was the only place where it could be thrown. It was going to be caught.
Yeah, you're right. Defensive coverage to the inside was thorough. Braun threw it to the outside toward the boundary. Fine over-the-shoulder grab by Powell. Here's Braun, wants to throw again. Pocket collapses. Look out. He is knocked down way back inside the 45. That pass play had taken the football from the 20 all the way to the Lehman 46. It was a 34-yarder, but the QB sack right here puts Graham back at its own 44. That's a loss of 10, Chuck. That's a big chunk of yardage.
That's five sacks. It's kind of like looking at Penn State's offensive line right there.
Second down, 10 yards to go for Graham. Falcons have it at their own 44. You sense that Graham is going to have to try and throw the ball to get back into this game. But the Lehman Cavaliers defensively have been successful at teeing off on the quarterback. Handoff on the play to Dunham. He wriggles over the 45 to the 48. Third and 17 for Graham. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Lehman Catholic 24, Graham 6. Gage Braun, the sophomore quarterback, comes up to the line of scrimmage. He'll take the snap from sophomore center Michael Shook. Only a dozen seniors dressing on the field tonight between these two clubs. Here is a post pattern, a skinny post down the middle, and it's a beautiful catch by Graham inside the Lehman 35. Then a marker comes flying in late. Boy, Gage Braun in this drive for Graham has thrown a couple of nice pitches. One on an out pattern near sideline several plays ago, and this one on the hash mark. And that was Tyler Powell shaken up a little bit after he caught it. Maybe a roughness call against Lehman, Chuck.
That was a late hit. They came in real late after he was already on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And you nailed it. Chuck McBee with his stripes on tonight. No, that's an Ohio State pullover.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to have to take it off when it was 14-0.
16-yard line of Lehman after the penalty walk-off. Graham threatening. Minute 30 left to go, third quarter. First and 10 Falcons. Two receivers to the wide side. Man in motion. Give to Dunham. Dunham slugs his way down inside the 15, trudging to the 13, the 12. Dunham had no hole, but behind his center shook. And his surge, he managed to plow forward, picked up about three or four. Second down and six to go for Graham at the 11.5 of Lehman Catholic. Minute to go, third quarter. Here's a snap back on the play to the quarterback. Handoff to Dunham. Dunham tries to curl around left end. No dice. Lehman Catholic defense all over him. What a job on the play by Wyatt Long. He had some help from Dylan Arnold, who came up to greet the ball carrier. Ball in the middle of the field. Third down for Graham. Eight to go for a first down. Half minute remaining, third quarter.
Well, I got my Clancy's list over here that I make during the game, and Wyatt Long has moved on to it.
Oh, here's a post pattern. Middle of the field, a bit too high, incomplete, intended for Tyler Powell. Good throw on the play by Gage Braun, a hair high. The coverage, pretty nice by Arnold of Lehman Catholic, made that a real difficult stab by the receiver. And now Graham has a fourth and eight from the Lehman 15. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Lehman on top, 24-6. No points on the board by either team in this half. Snap back to the quarterback. He pumps once, rolls right. Braun sprinting to the far right side of the field. Heaves into the end zone. Yes, it's caught. Touchdown. On his knee, 4 yards deep in the end zone, was a Graham receiver. Nicely done by the Graham Falcons. Austin Brayton made the catch. He's the young man who reeled in that Hail Mary last week, enabling Graham to knock off Springfield Catholic Central 12-9. Good play by Braun, who with his legs kept it alive. Chuck, the quarterback for Graham, hustled out of trouble, rolled all the way from one hash to this near sideline. And Brayton didn't give up on the play. He went to an open spot on the side of the field that the quarterback Braun was racing to. And the pair made it happen just like last week at the end of the game against Springfield Catholic.
He was all by himself, and Graham had to use a timeout. I think they have to go for two. 1 point doesn't do them any good.
No.
But you hate to see him waste a timeout.
I will say this, though. You kick the extra point, you're within 11. That's an 8-3. You miss a two-point conversion, and you're down 12. That's two touchdowns.
Right.
So, you follow my math?
I had my foot going. I think I understand what you're saying.
I would kick it. I'd make it 24-13, and then you're within an 8-3. And let's see if Graham follows my advice. A.J. Wood says no. We'll go for two. It is Braun from the spread. He'll take the snap at the 8-yard line. Two receivers left. He looks right. Throws back into the end zone for Powell. It is incomplete as a Lehman defender flashed in front of Powell and messed up that play. So the try for 2 points after misses, and it's 24-12 in favor of Lehman. Graham is still behind but two touchdowns. You kick the point there, you're within 8-3. Easy to second guess now. Lehman Catholic up at two touchdowns, 24-12. We'll receive the kickoff, waning seconds, third quarter. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville and owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, reaches out to assist small businesses, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus spyware service upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs some mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service right on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Kickoff Graham to the Lehman 27. Bobble dropped loose back inside the 25. Who's got it? Lehman eventually on the recovery.
Wow, that was scary.
Ooh. It got a little dicey. If Graham is able to plop on that football, Chuck, they're in business outside the Lehman 20 with a full quarter to go, down 24-12. But Lehman did alertly in the end to get that football.
Well, Lehman only has 14 yards here in the third quarter of offense.
Tell you what, the Graham Falcons have made major adjustments since halftime. They've worked. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Understand a new signal caller is in. Elliot Gilardi, 5'10 freshman. Uh-oh, he puts it on the turf, and Graham picks it up at the 18-yard line and runs it in for a touchdown. How about that for a turn of events? Goodness gracious. What a play by the Graham Falcons. It was Scott Branscombe, I believe, who scooped it up behind the line of scrimmage. He came darting in. Chuck, you've got the number. It was Nathan Anderson, 54. Is that correct?
I thought it was 34.
You're right. Yeah, Scott Branscombe, that's who identified initially. Yep.
Yes.
Scott Branscombe from his linebacking post, a junior. He came barging through as the substitute quarterback, Elliot Gilardi for Lehman Catholic, just simply dropped the snap from center, and he fumbled it forward right to Branscombe. It was room service delivery. As he grabbed that football off the ground, away he went, what, about 22, 23 yards officially?
Yeah, I would have to find, I'd like to find out, Monin hurt?
Exactly.
What a silly place to make a substitution if he wasn't.
You've got to believe that he was shaking off an injury, maybe had gotten buzzed in the previous Lehman drive. The Cavaliers, last time they had the ball, ran three plays and punted from around midfield. And now Graham goes for the single PAT try. And again, the timing is off as it was in the first attempted kick after touchdown. Snap from center, gets back to the holder. It's down on the ground late. The kicker stutter steps to the football, and the kick is tipped. It's no good off to the left. So it's Lehman 24, Graham 18. 4 seconds left in the third quarter. Chuck, will keep it right here, then break at the end of the third period.
Turned into a ball game here.
Uh-huh, sure has. It was 24-6 Lehman at halftime. And as Chuck noted a moment ago, Graham coming out second half, making adjustments, especially defensive side of the ball. And Gage Braun, the quarterback, with some nice deliveries going up top here in the third period. Graham's defense stopping Lehman. Keep in mind, earlier in the quarter, Lehman got the football down inside the 10-yard line of Graham, threw a pick in the end zone. That was when the score was 24-6. Lehman could have gone up 31-6. Lehman was turned aside. Since then, Graham has tacked on 12 points, two scores.
In about 15 seconds.
Yes, in short order. You're right. And the 24-6 game is now 24-18. Kickoff, waning seconds, third quarter. The boot to the Lehman's 18-yard line. Return, far hash. Oh, it's a good bring back. One block, another. A tackle is missed. The return by Lehman to the 40. Dylan Arnold stays on his feet all the way to the 46. Just what Lehman needed. That ends the third quarter. It's a good game here on Saturday night. 24-18, Lehman over Graham after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
And we return to action starting the fourth quarter. Lehman Catholic goes up top with a throw down the middle of the field. Good defensive play by the Graham Falcons, who get a fist on the football just before it comes down to the Lehman receiver at the 33. Chuck, who's at quarterback for Lehman? Is it Gilardi?
I think so.
Is it Monin? And it is. It's the substitute. Here's a run around right end by Lehman Catholic. Graham almost sacked the quarterback, but a good dance step beyond this near hash mark and a run for about three. Third and seven. Is that Cameron Lee? Is that number seven at quarterback now?
Seven's at quarterback.
That's Cameron Lee. Yep, he is on the depth chart as a QB. Cameron Lee, 6'2", 175, a sophomore. So apparently Stephen Monin in that third quarter somehow, some way got shaken up. We missed it. Third and seven, Lehman, 49. Fake by Lee. He keeps, skips up the middle, puts his head down, digs hard to the 46 of Graham. Did not quite get the first down, mighty close to it. Big play coming up here. Fourth and inches for Lehman. Shy of the Graham 45. A minute gone, fourth quarter. It's a tight ball game now. Graham within six, 24-18. As Chuck mentioned, Graham with 12 points in less than 12 seconds late in that third quarter. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Cameron Lee calling signals. One back alongside. On fourth and inches, the ball is snapped back to Lee in the shotgun. He hands it off, and Lehman grinds out a yard and a half for the first down. Boy, that is a big 4 or 5 feet, Chuck. Sometimes you're a little leery on fourth and short about snapping that ball way back in the spread. But Lehman got it. Uh-oh, left tackle for Lehman moves.
And they had two people in motion, so take your pick on which one you want to call.
10 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lehman Catholic, 24. Graham, 18. Five-yard penalty, Lehman.
Tell you what, Canadian, though, that's a heck of a play.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. A lot different about that game. Field's even, what, wider and longer both,
isn't it? It's 110 yards. They have two 50s.
Lehman to the line of scrimmage. First and 15 from the Graham 49. Cameron Lee, the quarterback. He reads the defense, hangs on to it, then feeds to the ball carrier, who plows around the left side to the 50, down to the 45 of Graham goes Earhart. He got back the five, lost on the penalty.
And you got to figure, Graham has got to be thinking run constantly.
Yes.
They can't really think that Lee's going to throw the ball right here.
Yep, good point. 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, the Graham cheering section down below has really livened up. Run blitz being shown by Graham. Oh, Lee fakes. He wants to throw. He's on his side of the field. A late toss, far sideline. Don't think the Lehman Catholic receiver was in bounds. Uh-uh. He's off the field to play at the 35.
It was a nice throw. I mean, nice, yeah, solid throw, just too close to the sideline.
Third and 10 for Lehman at the Graham, 44.5. 9:20 left to go, fourth quarter. 24-18, Lehman leads. Well, I've been telling you all week, Chuck, promising a real good tight contest on Saturday.
Well, we just got, I think, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, 15 yards.
Uh-oh, it's on Lehman, major walk-off. Now, Lehman was in position to punt it if they had to on fourth down and really back Graham up. Now, not so much, because Lehman's at its own 40.
They had such a chance. And you're sitting there watching the game thinking they got control of the game.
Yes.
They're ready to score and can take it out of reach. And all of a sudden, it's a football game.
Uh-huh. Cameron Lee at quarterback, man in motion left. Lee at his 33 on third and 27. Here's a nice screen, right flat.
Could be offensive pass interference, I think.
Yep, good blocking out in front. The play goes to the 49 or 50. But it looked like a rather physical pick play here in this flat.
That's what I saw. We'll see what he knows.
The officials confer. Will the flag get picked up? Will the 10-yard gain be allowed? Nonetheless, Lehman short of a first down by a good 16, 17 yards. And this is a lengthy conference. A third official joins it. We're down to 9:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Lehman 24, Graham 18.
They're asking them if they want it. It's pass interference. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah. And Graham's coaching staff says push them back.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a correct call.
Yes, it was. Well, the Falcons benefit here in the last moment from two major 15-yard penalties against Lehman. Lehman had fine field position beyond the 50 in Graham's end, and now Lehman has a fourth down and a bunch at its own 25.
Is it fourth or third? I think it's third. That's not a loss of down.
No, the scoreboard is incorrect. Yeah, scoreboard is
there.
There we go. Yep, it's been changed. Third and about, 35 yards to go for a first down?
They got 25.
Maybe close.
36. Yeah. 31, 32. Oh, they're saying 41. My addition's bad. From the 25 to the 50 is 25 yards, right?
Yeah. Another 15.
And another 6 is 31.
Another 6.
Oh, okay. I'm counting. I was looking at where they started the drive.
Another 16. 41 yards to go for Lehman on third down. Lee goes airborne up the left side beyond the short receiver in front of the deep man directly near the bench of Lehman Catholic. The ball falls harmlessly to the turf, incomplete. Lehman Catholic had to go to the air, no choice. And now Lehman, as a result of the two 15-yard penalties, must punt. And the punter, Lee, retreats back inside his own 15. Or is that indeed Brandon Barnhorst doing the punt?
Number five, yeah.
Yep, Barnhorst back. He's booted the last few. High snap. He's at his 11. Kick away against the wind. Wobbly. Hits at the 46. Skips across the 50 to the 44. Graham's got it right there. 8:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-18, Graham down 6. A 7-pointer would give Graham the lead.
Well, there's the key. They haven't looked good at all. They've tried one field goal and three extra points, or two extra points, because they went for the two on the one. They haven't come close.
No, the place-kicking game for Graham, very sloppy. So a lead by Lehman of 24-6, whittled to 24-18. As Chuck noted, Lehman had a chance to go up 31-6 early in the second half through a pick in the end zone. And now Graham chugs out 5 yards on first and 10 from its own 45. Second down, just short of the midfield. Ball about 2 feet shy of the 50. Shook over the ball at center for Graham. Straight away, Dunham right up the middle. Driving hard, spilled at the 45, lost the football. Recovery, Graham, at the 45-and-a-half. It'll be third down and a foot or two for the Falcons.
Not happy with the spot on this side of the field.
No, apparently the ball carrier, Dunham, lost the football, but I thought he was on the ground when the ball rolled out. Ball could have been marked at the 45, which would have given Graham a first down. Third and a foot. 45 of Lehman. 45 and a half. Hand off to Dunham. Dunham weaves his way slowly. Good run. Patient blocking up front. A disciplined jaunt down the field by Dunham to the 40 of Lehman. It's a first down. Layman Catholic Cavaliers starting 0-2, Chuck. Can't afford to lose this game to have a good chance at the postseason in Division 7.
They had this game in control. This would be devastating if they let this thing get away.
Three receivers to the left for the quarterback, Braun. Man in motion across the formation to give to Dunham again. He's got blockers out in front. He tries to get the corner turned. Far side of the field. He bounces it wide to the 35-34. He picked up at least five. I like Dunham, the sophomore tailback for Graham, Chuck, because he uses his blockers. He paces himself extremely well.
Yeah, you can tell he's a strong kid. He's not going down with an arm tackle.
And he doesn't go racing up to the line of scrimmage looking for the first crease. He stays within the play. Hand off Dunham again, slowed behind the line, tossed to the turf at the 37. Good, stout defensive play by Layman. It's long, it's bunker, and it's Dylan Arnold who came up to greet the ball carrier. A slew of yellow-gold shirts on the tackle. We're down to 6.5 to go in the fourth. Graham with 3rd and 7 from the Layman 37. 24-18, Layman in the lead to 6. Here come the Falcons, two receivers near side. Braun in the shotgun spread, looks at A.J. Woods, his head coach in the sideline, timeout called. 6:14 to go, half the fourth quarter remaining, Layman clings to a 6-point lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Digman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Digman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Digman Supply, the largest Deaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Graham likely in 4-down territory, 3rd and 7. Braun airs one out, far side of the field, down inside the 10. There's some contact at the 5. Ball is on the ground, incomplete. Double coverage by Layman. Braun with a good pitch, trying to find Tyler Powell down around the 5. On the boundary, extreme corner of the field, but Layman stayed right with him. And you're right, Chuck. It is indeed 4-down territory. Graham not about to punt it. 4th and 7 from the Layman 37. Just over 6 to play in the game. 24-18. Layman leads. Sophomore quarterback Gage Braun brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. He's in the shotgun spread. Two receivers to the left. Watch Dunham out of the backfield. Here's the quarterback, Braun, to throw. Fires near side, not even close. That was his poorest pitch of the night. Trying to find Trace Smale in the left flat. There was a Layman man near him, but the ball was thrown a good 5-6 yards too far.
Yeah, that didn't have a prayer. I thought the 3rd down call was, I don't know why you're going for all of it when you're in a 3rd and 7. Go ahead and pick up part of it or try to run something over the middle.
Maybe the element of surprise there, but neither play worked for Graham, which turns it over on downs. Now Layman wants to eat clock and flip-flop the field position. Line of scrimmage of the Layman 37. Cavaliers still have at quarterback Cameron Lee, we believe. Stephen Bonham went out in the 3rd quarter. Monin fakes the inside handoff, wants to pass. He's ad-libbing behind the line of scrimmage. He makes a late throw near side, nearly intercepted, but caught by Layman. It might go for a touchdown. The receiver trips on the far side of the field at the 35.
Wow, that was so close to being 7 the other way.
And I think it was Jacob Earhart who caught the football. as Cameron Lee threw it up for grabs. It was a skyscraper, Chuck. It was a good 15, 20 feet in the air, floated parallel to the line of scrimmage, and it was overrun by a Graham defensive back. He simply mistimed it.
If he would have timed that up, he had nothing but green in front of him.
And Layman Catholic made the catch. Great run after the reception. The field was reversed, and a Layman Catholic player down on the far side.
Looks like cramps. I mean, he just kind of seized up there.
And I think it was Jake Earhart who made the catch.
I
think it was. And it was a dazzling play. Wow. Was he ever alert? Cameron Lee's throw was a little better targeted for the white shirt Graham player, but he simply outran the football. And it landed right into the lap of Earhart, and he cut across field right now.
Layman's numbers are so hard to see. I'm trying to see who's standing up there in the huddle, but I can't tell who's over there.
Well, when play resumes, Layman will have
it. It was Arnold, yeah.
Yeah. First and 10, Layman at the 35 of Graham. Was it Arnold on the catch?
Yes. Yeah.
Arnold caught it, not Earhart. Good view, Chuck.
These new glasses and surgery's helping a lot.
Well, that play there by Layman Catholic switched field position completely and gives Layman a first down and Graham's end at the 35.
Well, you got to give Layman credit for putting their second string quarterback out there and giving him the reins to run this offense.
Indeed. And Cameron Lee has thrown the football around a little bit. He's done some spontaneous running in the offensive backfield. Inside handoff, and Graham subdues that play at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. Earhart smashed at the 35, second and 10, Layman. Just over 5 to play in the game. Layman clings to a 6-point edge, 24-18. Cavaliers send two receivers to the right. Cameron Lee looking back at the play clock. He's trying to milk it. It's down to 15. Line is down. Two receivers each way. Lee to take the snap back at the 40 on second and 10. It's a fake handoff. Lee keeps. Tries to skirt the left corner. Graham's aware of him and spins him to the turf at the 34. He picked up one. Third and 9. 4.5 to go in the game. All we can figure out is Stephen Monin was shaken up early in that third quarter. It was a series of plays at midfield, Chuck. Layman ran 3 times, as I recall. The last of the 3 runs was by Monin, and maybe he was shaken up on that play.
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
But he's been out for better than a quarter and a half. Third and 9, Layman. 34 of Graham. 4 minutes left. Lee in the spread. Man in motion, forward pitch, jet sweep near side. Corners turned at the 37, run down inside the 35, and a good high tackle by Graham. Nicely done. It was number 55, Alan St. Mary's, who got a hold of Earhart and sat on him at the 33. Now, Layman's got a 4th down, 8 to go.
Hey, this officiating crew. If I was not a Graham fan, I'd be having a problem with the 25-second clock because they're not starting it right on time.
No. In fact, Layman got the benefit there of maybe a 30-second clock because it started 4 or 5 seconds late.
And the game clock was still running.
Exactly. And Layman Catholic may eventually take a timeout. No, a delay of game call.
They're going to punt. Uh-huh. They're going to give it to their defense.
Well, the seconds have reeled off big time here. We're all the way down to 3:06 to go, and Layman Catholic will punt. The referee steps off the penalty. Football at the 38 of Graham. And back in punt formation, Brandon Barhorst. He needs a coffin corner kick here. No return. Graham wants to catch this in the field of play and get it back out to the 25, maybe. Snap back to Barhorst. It's high and very, very short.
Man, get away from it if you're Graham.
It hits at the 25, bounces straight up in the air. Lehman catches it on the 25. Graham starts first and 10. Graham Falcons came out of all that pretty well.
Well, you're looking at possibly a Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Well, last week, as Chuck just alluded, Graham defeated Springfield Catholic Central on a Hail Mary at the buzzer, 12-9. Graham won it at home at Graham. Tremendous comeback at the end. It was Braun on a Hail Mary pass. And now Braun wants to throw again, rolling out to the left. No real estate available. Oh, there's a late hit into the Graham bench. It's going to cross Lehman 15.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. That's three really critical penalties now against Lehman.
Oh, you're right. 45 yards in penalties in the last, what, 4 or 5 minutes of this football game.
Yep. One on the bench for unsportsmanlike.
Yep. First and 10, Graham now at the Falcons, 45. 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. It was Austin Brayton, the sophomore slot back, who made a touchdown reception at the back edge of the end zone last week. Final play of the game to beat Springfield Catholic Central. Braun has shown a strong arm in this game for Graham. He's back to pitch one here. Over the middle, too high. Oh, there's another late hit by Lehman.
Yep.
The ball sailed over the head of the receiver down at the 35-yard line. And the receiver simply could not protect himself. The ball was beyond him, maybe even on the ground, when the Graham receiver was plowed into by the defensive back.
Well, I'm going to give the Lehman kid a little bit of a break on that one because he was playing the ball, and he had no idea the ball went over the head. I think the trajectory, they were coming at each other on the same angle. I don't think it was a dirty play.
No, I don't think it was a dirty play at all. In fact, I think in the National Football League, it's probably a clean play.
Yeah.
And it's probably not called, no penalty whatsoever. But here tonight, high school football, it is another 15-yarder against Lehman Catholic. Line of scrimmage, the 40 of the Cavaliers, running right up the middle. Dunham, he's stacked up at the 39.
36.
We're 15 yards stepped off on that one, Chuck?
Was yes.
That, yep. That's 60 yards in penalties against Lehman. Four big ones here in the fourth quarter alone. 24-18, Lehman up 6, 2:23 to go in the fourth. Graham's got the ball at the Lehman 40. Second down, 10 yards to go. No gain on the last play. In motion is Smale. Quarterback Braun looking left side. Here's one out down inside the 20-yard line. A leaping attempt by Powell. Busted up by Lehman at the last second. Wow, is that some kind of coverage or what?
That was Arnold again, and he is edging towards the Clancy's. He's had a heck of a game.
Yeah, that was a spectacular one-on-one defensive play by Dylan Arnold.
Actually, it probably was offensive pass interference because Dylan looked like he was the receiver.
Yeah, I think you're right. It could have been flagged. It could have been. But the bad breaks Lehman has gotten meant that they were due for a good break. No foul on that one. Third and 10, Graham, 40-yard line of Lehman. Here's a crossing pattern. Nice catch at the 33. The receiver spilled immediately. Hauled in by Tyler Powell, shy of the first down. It's going to be fourth and a couple. The game riding on this next play. A minute 55 to go in the fourth. Timeout is called by Graham. Fourth down coming up. Falcons need 2 yards, under two to play in the fourth. Lehman up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and two of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media center.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web, AAGinc.com.
Don't miss out on the great savings and high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, Route 47, West Michigan, in Sydney, just west of I-75, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Added savings at the website. Minute 55 to go in the fourth. Graham with a fourth and 2.5 to go at the Lehman 32. Big play here. Lehman nearly in the neutral zone. Long snap count. Here's the quarterback, Braun, throwing over the middle. Picked off. Intercepted by Lehman at the 25. Run down the far side across the 50. A broken tackle. Lehman out of bounds inside the 30 of Graham, and that may do it.
That was Earhart, and what a nice interception.
What a play by Jacob Earhart, the quarterback for Graham. Braun delivered that football just a tad late, and Earhart read the route. He picked it off. Lehman had two or three defensive players in the middle of the field. Braun didn't have much of a window to throw that ball into, and Earhart's pick may have saved the day. Lehman's got it right at the Graham 30. Ball is intercepted and run back about 45 yards by Earhart of Lehman. Minute 42 to go, fourth quarter. You know Lehman's going to keep it on the ground now. Ball snap back to Lee. Inside handoff goes, and the ball carrier stays on his feet. My goodness, Earhart busting tacklers. Look at him go, chugging down inside the 20, 15, 14-yard line. Down to a minute and a half left in the game. First and 10, Lehman, inside the 15 of Graham. Chuck, what's the timeout situation here?
Each team has one.
Graham Falcons, you would think, are going to have to use that lone timeout any moment now. Lehman can get a first down, down around the 5. Here is Lee, the quarterback, keeping for Lehman as he swivels from left to right. He got down to about the 9-yard line. Public address said Ian Smith carried the football that time. Ian is the soccer-style place kicker for Lehman. And the ball is marked for play at the 10. The scoreboard clock is down to 40 and counting.
Yeah, that timeout's not going to do him any good.
No, it's not. And Lehman Catholic with a second down play coming up can virtually run out the clock. Lehman wants to stay in bounds for sure. And here's a kneel down by Lehman back at the 16. That takes the clock down to 22, and it's counting. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have withstood a tremendous comeback bid from the Graham Falcons. Let's see if Graham has called a timeout. Yep, the Falcons do use their last one.
Well, I guess, you know, you coach to the end, so there's a chance he drops the snap or, you know, anything can actually happen, I guess. But I think I'd put I think I'd put the quarterback up under center, but if you've not taken snaps, direct snaps all day,
right,
it might be better to snap it back to him and let him take the knee.
Those strange things have happened in this game tonight. We've had 3 second-half interceptions. And the one by Graham earlier in this half denied Lehman a touchdown. It was a pick in the end zone. Lehman had a chance to go up 31-6 at that point. And then the tables turned. Back came the Graham Falcons. Graham scooped up a fumble and ran the football in about a fourth the length of the field. That was the second touchdown by Graham in about a 10-second span early on in the fourth quarter of this game. And Graham tried to convert a fourth down and about 2.5 with a little over a minute remaining, and threw an interception picked off by Earhart of Layman Catholic, or was it Arnold, Chuck?
Arnold.
It was Arnold on the pick.
Yep.
And that was a standout interception by Dylan Arnold as Gage Braun threw late over the middle. Layman intercepted. Arnold ran it back 45. Layman touches it down in the offensive backfield, and that will do it. Graham is out of timeouts. Final seconds tick away. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers on the other side of the field celebrate. Both teams line up and enter the field of play from the 50 and shake hands. It was a fine football game tonight. Didn't start out that way. It was all Layman Catholic through the first two quarters plus, and then Graham made it very interesting as the Falcons, with some halftime adjustments, fought back, made the plays to get within six and had the football within striking range to go ahead in this game, but could not convert. And Layman Catholic, despite some second-half mistakes, hangs on for victory here tonight. Triumphant 24-18 over Graham. Layman Catholic now vaults to 1-2 on the year. It's the Cavaliers' first win of the season. Graham drops to 1-2. Oh, what a win tonight by Layman Catholic, which plays at a very good Upper Scioto Valley team next Friday night. That will be an excellent football game. Upper Scioto Valley, according to Layman offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman, is a much improved team, very good club in the Northwest Central Conference, and figures to be right there at the season's end, along with Riverside, Fort Loramie, and Layman in a bid to win the league. So Layman next week is at Upper Scioto Valley. It's a must game for Layman if the Cavaliers want to finish out strong and get into the postseason. Meanwhile, the Graham Falcons play a real tough away contest next week at Tecumseh. Graham at Tecumseh next Friday night. 24-18, Layman wins it. We'll be back to sum it all up, bring you our Clancy's Award winner when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Layman wins by six. The one negative we are uncertain about is what happened to Stephen Monin, perhaps injured early on third quarter. Layman had a possession of three running plays, the third of which was by Monin before a punch in the third quarter of this game. And then the next series, Monin was not on the field. But we do hope that his stint on the sideline is short-lived, and the senior, who displayed a fine first half, can get back on the field in short order for Layman. Chuck, let's take a look at our Clancy Star of the Game winner, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Well, I've got a whole slew of guys written down here, but I'm going to go with two. Dylan Arnold was just terrific on both sides of the ball all evening, and then Wyatt Long, unsung on the offensive line, and sometimes I don't think they get enough credit, but he had an outstanding defensive night too. So we're going to go with Dylan Arnold and B.A. Wyatt Long.
Good choices. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Lehman victorious 24-18. It was a close call in the end. Next week on Friday night here on ScorersBroadcast.com, it's a Northwest Central Conference clash pitting Riverside at Fort Loramie. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35. That's next Friday, Riverside at Fort Loramie. And then 2 weeks from last night, Toledo Waite at Sydney. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff again on the air at 6:35. That's 2 weeks from last night. And that takes us right on through the halfway mark of our high school football regular season, Chuck.
Amazing. It just flies, doesn't it?
It does. It zips along very quickly. And tonight, of course, we've ushered in some cooler weather. So it feels like fall football, although late next week it's supposed to be back up in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. Yep. We must be in Ohio.
So many thanks to our great underwriting anchor sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf. Ask him all about Timber Trail, the new subdivision on Route 25A, south edge of Anna. Wooded lots available. Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, not far from I-75. Middendorf Builders, the developer for Timber Trail in Anna. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Bluffton's MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney. And the in-between just south of Botkins, plus John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Lehman survived. Chuck, it was a great game. Didn't look like it for better than a half, but Graham made it very interesting. A combination of a Lehman injury, some mistakes, and spirited play by Graham in the final two quarters, and we had ourselves a knockdown, drag-out, close affair.
Well, it was close, and Lehman didn't score in the second half, also didn't do much in the way of moving the football.
Yep.
But the bottom line is they got a win. They got their first win, yep, and against a Division IV school. That's a nice win for them.
Yep, well said, especially if Graham can generate a few victories along the way over the last 7 weeks.
Right.
That will help out Lehman even that much more. Again, next week, Lehman takes its 1-2 record on the road against Upper Scioto Valley. For Rhett Jish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, this is Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Alexander Stadium, Pert Field, on the campus of Piqua High School. Final score once more, Lehman Catholic 24, Graham 18.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.